Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk. Man, can't even get the word out today. I think we should have an exciting show tonight. So, that being said, we're going to go on and get things kicked off. First of all, like we always do, we'll open up the line here for racing event that's coming up for us in the month of August. I'd like to start off saying that we got the Big Grudge race that'll be taking place August the 16th, State Capitol Raceway. I'm hoping to see a lot of Grudge guys coming in and kind of participate, get some racing done. We have several races that's being talked about for us lining up to do some Grudge racing, so I think we'll kind of wait for about another week or two before I kind of release those names or whatever, but there are races in the making, so just wanted to let everybody know. And in the meantime, we got, let's see here, you know, 2, 3, 4, about 5 callers that's open, so I guess we'll go on and get started. Open up the lines. We've got 8859. Your line is open. 8859, your line is open.
I forgot them. Got them.
All right, 8247, your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on with you?
What's up, this is ZX King kid.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Hey, Chris, let me tell you something, man. The bomb is at it again. The bomb, Keyshawn and Dennis, is riding four-wheelers now. You listen to me. Chris, you just listen.
Okay.
We had a Grudge event here Saturday.
Right.
This alley back, Keyshawn Dennis, was around the corner on the street with his leather pants, fake boots, and a helmet and a white beater on a goddamn four-wheeler. And, Chris, they made nigger sausages out of his ass around there. You get me? Yes, they did.
Come on, man.
Chris, look. Yes, they did, Chris. Chris, you wait till you hit all.
Back up, man. So you say his shine wasn't at the racetrack. He was around the corner.
He was around the corner in the street. The alley back was street racing. That's what I said. I ain't through. The alley back was round there. Can you imagine him with them fake boots on, with a white beater, with a helmet on his head, on a four-wheeler? And Chris, he got over there with no shakedown and lost the goddamn race, man. And then talked about the boy four-wheeler, man. Yes, that alley, all this Grudge racing going on. Man, Shine need to give it up. And I ain't gonna talk about the Rubik's man, Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness. The one with all them goddamn loud ass clothes when you need sunglasses, look at that nigga. Excuse my friend, Chris.
Okay.
But Chris, Shine is pitiful and washed up. 66 years old out there on the four-wheeler. There's that one fun I'll pay y'all. Chris, he can't do. It's pitiful, man. And you know what? And Chris, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't through. The reason he had never been nowhere, I've been telling y'all, because of his mouth and he ain't got no class. He an alibi. He can't leave the streets alone. He can't leave the streets alone. They can't market him, Chris.
Oh, man.
He pitiful, man. Yes, he was out there.
Chris, let me
tell you something. He pitiful, man. That's why I don't talk to him, man. I ain't got time to hear all that cussing and all that, man. 66 years old and cussing like he's 26.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. And Chris, let me tell you something, Chris, about that rocket.
Before you do that, hold on one second. I got several lines I'm gonna open up, but I'm gonna let you get back on the floor.
Oh, I know they trying to get in.
0676, your line is open.
What's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, how old you say Shine is again?
66. He talks like he's 26.
Yeah, I said, but let me tell y'all something. I ain't through yet. Chris, I'm going to tell y'all something about the Rock. I'm going to tell y'all something about Rockham, Chris. And Chris, I'm talking to these reputable builders. I'm telling y'all what's going on with this grudge racing. Chris, I don't know if these guys building these bikes just don't know nothing. But, Chris, it ought to be common sense. These bikes is too long, man. And the first thing these idiots hollering about is they can't get down the track. When are y'all going to – it's common sense. You 74, 80 inches, that bike is not – I don't give a damn what kind of shock you put on that bike, Chris. It's common sense in the mathematics, man. That's why they out there looking like idiots. They too long. And they, and they already got flyweight jocks on them.
So you're saying that the bike is too long.
Chris, I got a partner, man, got a 6.8-inch Pro Street Turbo. He run 205 every time he go to the track on a street tire. I'll be embarrassed, Chris, to have a street tire running 200 miles an hour, and I got a slick chain run but 175. It might hook. It might hook now. Then they tearing up the transmission. But let me get back to the bomb, Shine Dennis. He is riding four-wheelers. He's been downgraded, man. And, Chris, let me tell you something. I'm going to touch on Ryan, then I'm going to touch on one more little subject. Chris Ryan out there making a pass on the bike. He had to race run one. Do you know he was pushing the damn starter button, man? Thought it was the air shifter?
Well, yeah,
yes, he was. He looked it like a plumb complete idiot with them loud colors on. I'm going to tell you something, Chris, and I'm going to let you go. Chris,
Ryan on the track,
one
on
more
the
thing. He was on the track. Ryan, that Alabama was at the track. He Alabama too, with Shine. Let me tell you something. Chris. Let me tell you something. Ryan need to get off the motorcycles and continue to do what he do. You know they got a new name. You know I got a new name for him, Shine. Tell Ryan to keep lying. The line Ryan and the bomb Shine. That's their new name. Keep lying. That's all he do is lie. I don't know why y'all listen to him. He just lying. Chris, I'm finna get ready to go. You got my number. You know, I got my daughter picking up from Clay. But let me tell you something, Chris. Anybody come to Memphis with a street bike 62 inches long, I ain't got a whole lot of money, but I'm going to bet what I can afford. What? Chris, I don't give a damn what professional rider from the bum to all the way to the baddest y'all got. If they come to Memphis on a street bike, want to go to the gate and want to have some fun, Chris, they got to see me. Now, they can put them 132s down and 129s at the track, but tell them to put it down on the street with me, with that 64-inch steel
I got. I got one more thing to ask you before you go. Look, just tell me one more time about Shine with the four-wheeler around the corner. You were saying he wasn't at the track racing. He was around the corner.
He was not at Memphis International Raceway. The bomb, the alley back, was around the corner on the street with some big boots, big pants, a white beater, and that big ugly-ass helmet on his head. Now, y'all tell me what that looked like. He looked like somebody from space, man. Chris, you know I'm telling the truth. I don't own a four-wheeler. A scratched-out Banshee, and Chris, they made nigger sausages out of that. He lost every race over there. Yes, sir. I'm telling it just like this. You know I don't care nothing about the bomb.
Boy, you wait till he get on here tonight. And how old is he again?
10.
How old is he again?
66 years old, man. Can you hear? 66. I don't come around Shine too much because Shine get to talking all that hollering, man. And I know I've been to put my paws on Shine, man. I've been to
I ain't never heard this in my life. That boy say 66.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Chris, you got my number? Like I said, anybody come to Memphis, Chris, with one of them street bikes, Chris, I don't give a damn who y'all put on the main. I don't care about no professional job. If they come down there to the street, Chris, this is what God loves too. I'm beating their ass. Remember, they're going to respect the street.
Chris, you ain't mad because Shine done took over your street shop tie.
No, I run. Hey, Shine. Hey, I gave it. Hey, Shine don't run nothing here, man. I don't race him, man, because he ain't got nothing to ride.
He don't
want nothing to ride.
He got that four wheeler.
Man, I'm not. He's not gonna run over me on that damn four wheeler. You crazy? Man, he was spinning all over the street. He got there, scrapped. He scrapped the four wheeler down, y'all. And this is God untrue. If he didn't spend a country mile, I ain't talking to Chris on his phone.
Listen,
I said, look
well,
at my ride.
Well, listen, they might have been opposite. He should have been on the bike and put Ryan on the four-wheeler then.
He was up there pushing the throttle on the four-wheeler, y'all, and he's got a button. Shaq don't know what he was doing, man. He up there pushing the throttle on the four-wheeler, and he's got a little button that you push forward.
Dude, hold on. We got some callers on, man. Hold on for 1 second.
I know you got some callers. I know you
got
9-0. Chris, hit me
1-7. Your line is open.
Nah, I'll just dial in and listen.
Okay.
What's going on.
Hey, Chris, you got my number. I'm finna pick my daughter up, Chris. Anybody, Chris, like I said, with them scales, you got my number. But, hey, Shan has been downgraded to riding four-wheelers.
We're going to call you back when Shan get on the phone. We're going to call you back when Shan get on him.
Hey, bro, I'm just like American Express. I'm accepted everywhere. Y'all call me back. The king of the street races, man. All right, all right, Chris.
Oh,
Lord, have
mercy.
Eugene.
Huh?
Eugene.
Yeah.
Hey, Shine 66, he don't have to race no more, man. He's getting his retirement right now. He's 66 years old.
That dude say Shine 66 years old.
That man say Shine has his beige leathers on with a white beat on, man.
Around the corner, he wasn't at the track.
He was around the corner.
Yeah, he
said
what he said,
Ryan put the starter button for the air shifter button. God. man.
He got some jumps going on, I tell you.
Yeah, little kids off. Sharon called him kids off.
man.
Well, I heard it all. That dude was like
56
years old.
Sharon,
wow.
Getting Social Security, get man.
Damn.
Kill zone.
Hold on.
Kill zone. We
got him.
Skip on your line,
though.
What's up?
Kill zone.
Yeah.
You coming to State Capitol?
Nah, I don't think I'm going to make that trip.
Yeah, bro, you got to come. We don't have no barbecue. We got an alligator doing, man. We got to be frying alligator.
You know alligator, man.
Yeah, Killzone, you know that, man. Killzone country just like us. Killzone from the country just like us.
Yeah, I don't eat no alligators.
I ain't coming. Come down there, man.
I don't think I'm going to make that trip, though, for real.
Chris.
Hold on.
Antonio said he can't get on.
Tell Antonio to pick my phone. Give me a few minutes here to several people in. While he's doing that, we got a couple questions. Here, what you got to say about this weekend? Because I've heard all kind of stories and stuff. So I'm going to let him come on and give us a discussion. All right, Cuss, let your line open, huh?
What's going on, fellas? Eugene.
Not too much.
What's up, my friend? What's happening?
What's going on? Chris, what you want to know?
Chris must be doing, he must be in a win and did something.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Should have put Rich on there, bud.
Yeah, and you should have paid my bill when I got out the shop.
Yeah.
One thing about me, can't nobody tell me how to walk, talk, or who to put on my bike.
Hey, Cousin Cut.
Yo.
Hey, man, I felt bad, man. I ain't like to see you like that, man, after that shit happened.
I'm going to tell you, kids, on keep racing. Like the old people say, keep living, keep racing. Keep racing. Things happen, man. I mean, I wasn't mad. I was kind of disappointed because I couldn't battle, but...
Marvin,
I mean,
can't
happen.
Come to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
All right, he can't get that.
Yeah, I was mad. I mean, I was upset, but, you know, I had to listen to reason. Them guys pulled me in the corner, and they said, just shut it down. You know, don't hurt your motor. So, I mean, I had to shut it down. And, you know, hey, I ain't have no problem watching. I was kind of disappointed that the track closed. But I wanted to make a little money, but, you know, it's all good.
How are you going to make some money on the track as a trail if you couldn't run?
I was going to bet on the side. Hello?
Oh, okay. All right, I was talking about something else.
No, I mean, I hated that. I couldn't bet on no races. I mean, I seen a lot of people in the staging lanes, but, you know, man, they closed the track, man. I was disappointed, man. I just went on by.
Well, listen, don't beat up on the people. I mean, they closed the track.
No, hey, wait, hold on, Eugene. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that was upset. That's all in racing. I mean, I was upset. You know, that's it. I mean, I know things happen, but I'm just telling you how I feel at the time. I was like, what? But, you know, hey, it's all good.
Hey, to be honest, though, Custom Cut Man, in my opinion, everybody had plenty of time to race, man.
From 6 to 2 in the morning.
Hey, but y'all, all jokes aside, Killzone, I didn't think no racing was going down that day. And then all of a sudden the sun came back out. I was like, man, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, I still think if it wasn't rain that day, it would have been a lot of racing.
I don't think they had anything to do with it, man. I think it was just a fucking.
I mean, it's a lot of bikes that went down, you know. I personally got out there while Kingpin was had rented the track. I was like the second person in line, and I saw when he messed his bike up. I mean, I was standing on my toolbox looking at the track.
But then the tournament was
that phone,
man.
Huh?
Did you sell that phone?
Hold on, iPhone.
Yeah. Say what, Kill Zone?
But then Katrina make a full pass.
Yeah, they did, no doubt.
All right, then.
No doubt. I mean, but, I don't know. I mean.
Shit, ain't nothing else to say. Katrina made a full pass, hell.
But everybody don't make full pass. I mean, it's just something that happened. I don't know.
All right, guys, hold on here. I think somebody's trying to get in, so let me see if I can.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, you're going to be asleep because he's 6 or 6, you know, and he can't stay up too long.
All right, so I think you're lying over, man.
Man, where's that damn quiz off?
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Get George Jefferson back on here. And Custom
Hey,
Cut, the 4th of July was 2 weeks ago, man. What the hell you doing popping fireworks and shit out there down the track?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before July was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, go ahead and joke.
What you gonna kill on? Hey, that dude, whoever that dude was, just talking about you earlier. I was trying to speak up for you, man, but he was like, man, fuck that. He said, you don't know
man,
time
he,
like I do.
You know, ain't nothing but the real hating coming. Ain't nothing but, you know, he got a certificate for the Hater of the Year Award.
Yeah.
Yeah,
damn,
we gave
so,
him a
like,
certificate. He got a plaque. He was the Hater of the Year. Yeah, he
hates Sean, I just got one question for you.
What's that?
How old are you?
51. 51.
And
father can do more push-ups than he can.
That dude say you 66 years old out there on a bandit.
Yeah, that just shows you
hey,
what he knows.
Wait, he
can't keep a car wash, y'all.
Hey, I got a question for Killzone. I heard it was a lot of questions around the track about you were sneaking around trying to run that Lord Have Mercy bike, but your rider told you couldn't mess with that bike. Is that true?
Nah, man. That wasn't no shit. Man, come on, man. I would have got
No. I'm dead serious.
What
do
you mean sneaking around?
No, they said you was, you know, sneaking around taking pictures. Then you asked Dusty, can you run
man,
that bike?
Man, you told me that.
Said,
I posted on that bike on Facebook. Hey, look, don't blow your stack.
If I
wanted to run that goddamn bike, I would have asked him. I didn't ask that. I mean, I was just taking pictures for people who come at the event, man.
So you were just a picture taker.
And we thank you, thank you for the picture.
Okay, I mean, you know, there you have it. I mean, because he told me, the owner of the bike told me if you come to the cup.
All right.
Hey, what's
your name? I said I was a picture taker that day.
Okay.
It's all good, Killzone. I like the pictures.
Yeah, appreciate it. Didn't no blood racing go on but Dustin and Teaser, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it was just a bad day for grudge racing, man. It was a lot of bikes. I'm telling you, if everybody could have popped off their race, man, it would have been epic. It would have been epic, man.
No, that thing, man, my experience, it only take one motherfucker to start a grudge racing, man. Everybody else will fall in line. Bruh,
the stage lane was full for that tanker order.
The kills on, did you race it today? No, I ain't racing nobody.
Oh.
Your bike look, did you do pretty good out there? Shit, man, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, ain't nothing wrong with the bike. It was just a lot more complication that with shit. Well, I guess people surround, was around me and shit like that I got to fan out. So,
you didn't go through no more than I went through at the track, man. I received all kinds of calls from the track.
Sir, you crazy as hell.
I ain't trying to put nobody in my business, but man, I received so many calls from back home that man, I didn't even feel like racing after that, man. I didn't even feel like racing because it was some family issues going on. I didn't even feel like racing, man. I mean, it took the fire out of me. It took the fire out of me. So I just like, man, things happen for a reason, so. It happens.
When they told me something happened to Kingpin, and well, I knew it was gonna be the right thing. But something happened to it.
Well, everybody saw what happened to me. I didn't try to hide it. So.
Yeah, it is. You went all the way down through there with Joe.
Yeah, I mean,
I got one question, man. Yeah. They were saying that had you probably set your bike down up in the water box, man, so you probably been able to save. Saying you little accident that you had.
No,
all the way down through there.
And I want to tell everybody that's listening tonight. Okay, when we make decisions in our camp, we make them as a team. And when I went down through there, luckily it didn't hurt the motor. It didn't destroy nothing. We know what the problem is. But you know, on the outside looking in, yeah, y'all probably say I should have shut it down. But the heat of the moment, man, everybody. You know, wasn't nobody. I mean, we was all kicking ourselves after that pass, but it's all good. Luckily, I didn't mess the motor up or nothing like that. But
was it breaking up when you first pulled out? Was it breaking up in the water?
Man, we thought it was loading up, and then it cleared up. Then it cleared up, and we was like, okay, you know, and you know, I'm looking at my team looking at me. We thought everything was good, and I went up there to the starting line. I mean. Things happen. I mean, now that I look at
the
video,
did you rev it before you put in gear? Did you rev it to make sure it was still clean
yes.
before you put in gear?
Yes. I did all that. And if anybody was standing up there at the line, they would tell you I did all that. I always put it back in neutral, and I rev it up, put it in first, and I rev it up again. And, you know, so, I mean, looking at the video, yeah, I mean, I should have just backed up, but, I mean.
You must have had a nitrous problem then if it wasn't doing that on motor. But when you put that gear and you left the land and it went to breaking up or whatever, you must have had a nitrous problem.
No, we got a ignition problem, but we got it figured out, man. We had to change some stuff on the bike, something that we should have changed. And, you know, it just come in racing, man. It's just something that happened. It's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault but mine.
So when you let that button go and that something pulled off and went to missing, you just laid in it all the way to the finish line.
No, I mean when I let go of the button, I'm already full throttle, and I thought it was just like I'm gonna take off a little bit, then it's gonna clear on up and go, and it woke up, but then when it got to the other end, it just died. So I mean, it's just something that you know we went back to the drawing board and we found the problem before we left the track, and you know it's all good, you know, and I'm gonna tell you I think really. That day right there, man, it was so many people having problems out there, man. I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel bad because, man, I was like, man, dog, it ain't nobody's day.
Because I got another thing they sending me. They saying that, man, it looked like it was some piston crank coming out of your exhaust on the side.
I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna tell you from what you know. from whoever texting you telling you that, I guess, you know, they know more than I do. But from the video, yeah, it may look like that. It may look like a lot of stuff, but I looked right into the engine today, and I already know what's going on, and it ain't got nothing to do with the motor, so, you know.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you, if anybody was up in my trailer, Bebe, Richard, Coop, my team, they forced me to shut that bike down. They was like, you know, don't go back out there with it. The bike was still running on the other end. I mean, they told me, don't go back out there. Don't mess nothing up. Just shut it down. And that's what I had to do. I mean, I shut it down. I listened. No matter what y'all think about me, I do listen, and I shut it down.
Look, 4521, your line is open too, man.
Hey, Chris. Did Chris tell you to call him when I got back on here?
He should be on.
When I got on him. Didn't he tell you to call? Did he say call him when I got on here?
Yeah, he said, yeah.
Get that Quill back in here.
Yeah.
Shine.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
Whoever that dude say you had a leather pants on with a white beater and a helmet. Why you have a jacket on? He said you had leather pants on, some big boots.
That man don't even own a leather suit. He got an old ass Kawasaki jacket that they made when Kawasaki was having them two stroke, them 750s with the three pipes on it. He got an old ass
That man ain't never.
You know what? He ain't never had to have no license, man. Cause he ain't never was fast enough. You know, you gotta go 1090s, but you gotta have a license, a 990 or whatever. He ain't never need no
license.
He don't even know where to go. He don't even know where to go get no NHRA shit. He don't know about that.
No.
He don't know nothing about it. He's just a real life hater. That's all. So he got a certificate. He won the award this year for the Hater of the Award year, the Hater of the Year award. He got it. He won it, hands down.
Hold on. Cut ain't gonna like that, Shine.
Why you say that?
Look.
Cut, so he more hated than
No, I'm more hated than him. Man, look at him. I would hate him before Cut got by a rat motorcycle.
No. Come
what?
On, Shine, now. Let me have my trophy.
I think I beat you out, man. I beat you out, Custom Cut.
Wow.
Man, look at him. I had some folks hating me at the Pro Star event. No, I had them hating me at IDBA event. Man, before you was even racing.
I know.
Ross ain't even really making it.
I was breaking right you got when you were trying to crawl out that crib. You got to realize, goddamn, you a has been too, so goddamn, I think Custom Cut got
that's right.
And you know what she is wrong. Are you right on the has been? You're exactly right. But have you been there?
I ain't trying to get there.
Okay then. So how you gonna call me a has-been and you can't whoop me?
Hey,
you don't call people nothing that you can't do nothing about. But guess what, though, Killzone? I bet you I can get in a small part of your ass, though.
Yeah.
The gristle.
Damn it, man.
Hey, is Antonio on the phone?
Yeah, that makes me see.
I want to know. I didn't get an answer. Are y'all willing to run that little booth we got at the cup next week?
Well, I can tell you now, ain't none of us coming to no cup, right? But shit, we ain't like you said, man. We ain't gotta be at nobody's event. The only thing we need to do is just, you know, get together. Let you talk to the owner of that bike, see what he on work, and we'll meet one Friday night, one Saturday, whenever run open to get it on.
Yeah, because I don't want to run the 8th of mile, I want to run the quarter, man.
I'm quite sure he'll run the quarter. He's gonna want to come straight off the truck. No shake
now. I mean, it don't matter to me. We're gonna be there Friday night anyway, so it don't matter. I mean,
I'll let him know.
That's straight off the truck. What they do that at?
What about you talking about Custom Cut? What about you talking about a street time bike?
Yeah, we got a Nino Brown, yeah.
They talking about running that fight we ran y'all with, Shine, in Phoenix City.
Oh, the little sidewinder bike. The little 08 bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all going to run straight off the trailer?
Yeah, straight off the trailer. Y'all give me 1 minute. This Lord have mercy on the other line. Let me answer this and get him on the line with us. Because he want to say something to Killzone.
There's gonna be some good racing going on until the track got fucked up. It was a lot of people in the state lane.
Man, Kills on and tucked his tail already when that boy said Lord have mercy on the phone. He done tucked his tail already.
No, I'm saying here. Well, I took my
You don't turn from a rattle to a damn photographer.
Well, if you ain't even that, Sean. Only thing y'all do, y'all come on here and talk shit every goddamn week.
Hey, Kills on. Only thing about it, Kills on.
That bike y'all got ain't gonna never be
Kills on.
So y'all ain't got no money.
Okay, well, don't you worry about our bike. Just keep Kills running. Why you ain't raising
y'all
down there?
Y'all ain't got no money to see.
Say what? Well, what? We ain't called to ask you for no help.
Yeah, you text my phone somebody that you hold some.
Who did you raise down there? Who did you raise down there, Kills on?
I ain't raised nobody.
Why you didn't raise nobody?
Good shit, you give me about 3 weeks and shit don't fan out for me, I'm gonna tell you.
Yo,
give you three weeks.
Man, that's the only information I can give right now. Well, I'll let you know the rest.
Yo. Kills on, say, save another bike for the state capitol on the 16th, Sean.
I don't need me. Let me tell you something. I don't need me to save my bike up. If I did fuck my bike up, goddamn, I'd shoot that bitch back to the shop and get it fixed. I don't save no bike, man.
I'm just trying to get you to come down there, man. You can't one time. You got to come back again.
Yeah, man. My bike still hurt from coming down there last time.
Huh?
Wow.
But man.
Oh, man.
I thought all the bikes supposed to be at the Cup race next week. That's the best of the best, so I mean, we can't get no
man,
run at the Cup race.
Nobody going on 20 minute racing.
2 hours. That you will be at a barbecue all day long.
Give you 20 minutes, yeah, man.
But Antonio, I understand about these guys, but man, we right around the corner.
Yeah, I know it. But hell, we ain't even going to the 7-Eleven race, and we normally go there. We ain't even going there. Lately, man, every time we go to the track lately, man, it's at a pot. Real talk. I went to Rockingham for the first time. I thought Rockingham was going to get it out. Shit, that was another goddamn pot shit. I could have told Ben to come to the house and goddamn drink with me.
Yeah, and Antonio, I want you to let everybody know that I provide you with some thirst at the track.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and thank you for using all my oil.
I thought
I was going to get an extra couple of gallons for that remark.
Hey, after the way you were looking, I tried to get you that goddamn ringing ball.
Hey, man, boy, hey. Boy, you just don't, y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know.
I've seen it in your face.
So you lost some park out money to Billy Mays then. Did y'all lock in?
Yeah, man. It was like we swapped money. Yeah, we even, man. Like we swapped money.
Yep.
Now, Antonio, what you talking about? I look like what?
You was sad, you look like a goddamn little child that want to go outside and play with everybody else, but your mama told you to get your ass in the room.
And, man, them boys got me in that trailer, man. I thought Coop was going to jump on me. He said, Jerry, if you take that bike back out there. And I said, man, you know, I couldn't do nothing after that. You know,
real talk, Jerry. I seen y'all when y'all was in the trailer. And, like, you just sat there looking at Caesar for about a good 20 minutes there with your head down. I said, goddamn, Coop, don't put him on front of me.
Yeah, man.
It couldn't have been on that bag. Could have been what, a ceiling or a wire. It couldn't have been
nothing. Right, put it like this. The bike was not leaking no oil, no nothing. So whoever said something came out the side of that bike, it did. I went up in the trailer with the bike.
Yeah, no, it was a ground wire kept touching, man. You know, it's something, you know, I ain't changed the wiring on that bike since Chicken Man had it. And it's been a gremlin in that bike ever since I had that bike. So, you know, the bike being totally redone right now. So when y'all see it again, man, trust me, man, stay out the way of this bike, man.
Yeah,
stay out of the way of it. That wasn't no mechanic fault. That wasn't Richard's fault. That was my fault because they told me to change that stuff, but I went against the grain. But it's changed now. It's changed.
I know. It was a lot of boys that ran to load up with Billy Mays.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, Billy Mays is going to get raped because they didn't look much better than I did. They didn't look much better than I did. But, you know, hey, they got
damn,
their logic
okay,
in.
Well,
so.
See, Billy Mays was there. He made a pass. Well, no, Killzone, he couldn't make no pass. Hey, TV, did Killzone make a pass? Did his bike go down the track?
Yeah, it went down the track. It did go down the track. Now, it still had one little problem with it, but it did go down the track. He's still trying to pick the front tire up, but, you know.
Oh, so he wasn't strong enough to race Billy Mays.
No, Killzone ain't strong enough to race, shoot, Chris Moe.
Damn, Killzone.
He would have whooped. Now I'm telling you like it is, cause that was my first time actually just sitting back and watching other people race. I went to staging lane.
Well, listen. Didn't Billy May also kill on the back tire and the brake?
Hell no, that was going from there.
Yeah, he said all night.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on, Kill,
hell no.
Kill, I know you
didn't
turn down
no
hit your
bike
in the brake.
Hey,
that man ain't offering me shit. That man said something about the back tie, but it was finna be my goddamn first nitro pay. How the fuck? Yeah. Man, look, I'm not finna do no shit like
man,
that.
You had that ragged ass. Man, you done had that ragged ass bike going on a whole year now. You ain't afraid of it.
But guess what, Sean? Guess what? It's
man,
my bike.
You
I got a question for Chris.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so the next race is your race?
Your race?
August 16th.
Well, you got
okay, now,
October 4th.
August
9th. October 11th. October
25th. They got one August. They got August the 9th.
Yeah, August 16th.
Okay,
well, I know they got the name
ending,
then they got
the 16th. Okay, so after the 16th, the rest of the month is like dead or what?
No, October the 4th, October the 11th, and October the 25th.
Okay, October 11th is Dano, right?
Yeah,
hey,
October the 4th, though, is in Gillen, Louisiana.
They got their, hey, Cousin Cut.
Yeah.
I think Bite Papa Rock got an event September 6th somewhere.
September 6th.
Cousin Cut can't go to that race.
Hey, what? Cousin Cut can't go where?
To Bite Papa Rock's race.
Oh, man, I'm welcome. I'm welcome everywhere, trust me.
You already on the contract.
On the contract with who?
I see you on a flyer for the same date.
Oh, y'all talking about the seats? Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get into that, fellas. I mean,
what do you think that is? That's that Roger race he got in the contract for.
Okay. No, I you know, come on, fellas. Y'all don't drag me into that, man. Y'all.
You on the flyer. You the only one on the flyer.
Hey, Cup and Cut.
Yeah.
Cup and Cut. You coming to Louisiana on the 16th, August?
I was thinking about coming and watching some races.
You not bringing none on your bike?
No, man. I come support the event, but I'm not gonna bring nothing. I'm not gonna bring nothing.
Stop by and pick Kills on up. They don't need to goddamn pick me up. She don't need to stop by and pick him. No, that's right.
That's
right. Gotta wait 3 weeks. We gotta wait 3 weeks before he can come back out for some reason.
Man, you don't know the fuck you gotta wait 3 weeks. He got to wait 3 weeks, man. I guess that when he's going to take a vacation, I guess it must going to rain or something. He ain't going to be able to wash no car for 3 weeks or some shit. He's going to see it in. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Hey, Shine, so tell him about your four-wheeler race this weekend.
What four-wheeler race? I ain't had no four-wheeler race this weekend.
That dude came on here and said you had a four-wheeler race this weekend.
That dude told you your doors go off your house and they don't.
Man, the man came over here and told everybody.
Like his mouth can't lie.
Well, y'all, if he is lying, that must be your brother, because that's all you do.
You ain't not my brother. I ain't told you a lie yet. You fat, you ain't got no hair, and you scary.
Man, I tell you what then. Since you ain't told
you
no lie yet,
where y'all bike coming back out? When it come out, you ain't going to race it.
Yeah, like I thought, man. They say y'all part of that bike out.
Man, they say. Quit going by what they say, man. What do you know?
Hey, Charlie, they say y'all part of that bike out.
Okay.
I'm
going to get part of your ass when it come out.
Man, you ain't going to do nothing, man.
I bet you ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, shit. You crazy. Man, when you ain't got damn ride, get together, y'all.
Why you didn't
make me
really move on?
You had Billy Mays with a sleep. If you don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it, cause like I say, you don't know what's going on.
Man, you go to a good race, a good fan, you might run,
Nuts on Brian, they have October 25th on the head over.
What now?
They rescheduled a date for October.
October 25th.
Yeah, three races in October. The 4th, the 11th, and the 25th.
Chris, I wanna make an announcement about something that happened to me at the track. And Antonio, you still on?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, can I go ahead and say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'll let a lot of people hold a lot of time at the track. If you want to come to me and ask me for anything, just come and ask me. But one thing I would not do, it was this guy that came up to me and asked me to take a part off of Caesar so he can run his bike. I'm not gonna let you borrow nothing off my motorcycle to run down the track. He wanted to borrow my throttle cable. All my
hey,
neighbor,
man,
I
you
lied to you not.
Say who it is, man. You might want
to
say
I didn't know.
Man.
No, this the thing. Listen, fellas. This the thing. I didn't know the dude. The dude came up and asked me, can I borrow your throttle cables off your Electron? No.
Maybe a fan of yours. Maybe one of your fans.
Yeah, you know what? Fan or whatever.
That sounds like some shit to do.
No, let me tell you something.
Man,
I let
thought it was on needed. Because, you know, he be putting a lot of
that
shit in like
listen, fellas. I got oil, I got tools, I got nitrous. You can borrow any of that. But don't come ask
on.
For nothing off the season.
Man, Custom Cut got all that stuff. You couldn't say you didn't have no oil. He got oil. You can't say you didn't have no nitrous. He got nitrous. Why you didn't race here long?
And
man, let me tell you something, man. Y'all motherfuckers don't know what's going on, so just keep it at that, cuz.
Hey, bro.
What you mean, what's going on? You was at a grass fest, wasn't you? You should have brought a bicycle in if you ain't gonna race.
Well, you didn't even have a
bicycle. Why is it so secretive the reason you couldn't race? There wasn't nothing wrong with the bike. So you had a ride there. What's so secretive?
He said he was crazy.
Hey, Sean, like I said, man, no matter how many times you ask me that question, you ain't gonna get no answer. He said he was what?
For y'all stupid.
Hey, you think you were what? Hold on. Say that one more.
Cuss the cuss that he was bringing.
Hey, man, don't be playing with me with that gay shit. I don't want to be playing with nobody with no goddamn gay shit.
Hey, Cuss, what are they doing?
Man, y'all trying to get me to say something. Man, I'm not going to say no.
What I want to know is, man, I'm trying to figure it out. Your bike is running good. You got a rider there. Two or three more miles. Hey, like I said, you can't figure it out, dog. If the story comes out, it's a little bit on
his
own, dog.
If you were drunk, you still wouldn't ride the bike. What difference that hell had been like me drunk all the time? He still ready?
Killzone
did come over to me. He was the first one that came over to me with his little straw hat on, and he did introduce himself. And, you know, he said he had a lot of stuff going on, you know, which I kind of, you know, put that in an envelope and mailed it off as an excuse, but, you know, he did.
He don't got it. He don't got it. Stay out. Send it next day out, Custom Cut. Next day out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I did put that in an envelope and mail off as an excuse, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody saw my problem. Everybody saw, Killzone.
Yeah, they know your bike was messed up, but Killzone bike wasn't messed up.
No, Killzone bike went down pretty hard. And you know what? He
can
say what he wants to. It got back to me that you asked, could you run against Lord have mercy? And your rider told you don't need to mess with that bike. I put that on my live.
You can't run nothing in my camp. It's turning the lighter down. That kills on. You get your head out of that phone booth before you go to line, man. Get your head out of that phone booth before you go to line. Man, let me tell you something, man.
Get
right
out of that
phone booth before you go to line. I run that man. Let me tell you another thing. I make decisions on my bike by my goddamn self.
I'm finna tell you something right here. Ain't nothing that was parked over there beside me that you can run against. So don't even fix your mouth
man,
to say you
crazy.
Can run against
you
any
crazy.
Boots over there. Don't fix your mouth. You got a 1,000. Stay
crazy,
in your class.
Stay in your class.
Stay in your class.
Stay in your class.
Motherfucking event. They ain't trying to get nobody to go to no motherfucking race. Man, you just fucking said it.
You just
fucking said it. You just said it. You just said September the 6th.
They had where all the motherfucking
events were,
and I told
them
to fuck shit like that. They asked where all the events were, and I said, well, damn, you mean?
I'm
getting somebody to go to
an
event.
All I know, that'd be some sour ass shit for y'all to come on here, and this dude giving a talk show, and don't none of y'all come and represent him, dog. That's all I'm saying. That's all the fuck I'm saying. That's some sour, weak ass shit.
That's
some weak ass shit, dog.
Hey, no. All jokes aside, man, Chris knows.
Ain't
Chris
no joke, dog. That's serious shit.
No, I understand it, but Chris, when Chris was throwing the races over this way, man, we came in support. Some people just didn't come that far.
We damn so did it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in twigs
we
and stuff.
We ain't talking about it in the past. We talking about the future.
I mean, you know, people, you know, some people just can't make it over there. But I'm going to come if I don't bring a bike or not. I'm going to come.
Bro, all I'm saying, bro, that be some weak-ass shit. You understand what I'm saying? This dude got shit going for us every Wednesday night, but don't nobody show up to support this fucking race. That's some sour-ass shit. Real nigga talk. I don't care if none of y'all niggas don't give a fuck what I'm saying. I'm speaking from the dead heart because I'm a real nigga. Plain and fucking simple. Y'all can excuse my language, but that's some sour-ass shit. And I'm going to keep it real with y'all.
Let me tell you something, man.
You ain't got to tell me nothing, dog. I'm telling you what I
see. Let me see.
You ain't got to tell me nothing.
You
ain't got to tell
me
nothing.
Man, you don't know what's in a motherfucker pocket, man. You don't know what a motherfucker got going
on
in their life.
They probably
ain't got the money to come to the goddamn event. Y'all don't never think about it.
But you show up at these other races. You show up at the other races.
Y'all don't never think. No, I'm just speaking in general. Y'all don't know what's in a motherfucker pocket, man.
But y'all be on this motherfucking radio station talking shit every Wednesday night.
Hell, you on here too, man?
I don't hate on nobody, dog. I'm just saying. That's sour. There ain't nothing hating about nothing about reps on left man race. That's hating when you don't show up and get a motherfucker to go to another race. That's hating. Real nigga talk. Nah,
man,
I cannot
saying,
hate on
saying,
shit like
that.
That's
saying,
hate.
Shit,
that's real nigga
saying.
Talk.
Hey, but
man,
y'all
kids on
right,
here. Hey, y'all niggas crazy. Chris, I'm finna get off
this
radio station. See, that type shit piss me off. Because, see, me, I'm a represent you, dog. If I ain't got nothing else to do, I ain't got no race to do. I ain't got no race to commit it on.
Hey,
I'm going to show up at your races. Go ahead and mute me out, but that's
Chris.
A weak-ass shit. Chris, I'm gone.
Hey,
I ain't
Chris.
Got time to be talking no crazy-ass motherfucker, nigga.
Hey, Chris.
Oh.
Man, did anybody got down tonight try to stop somebody from coming to your event, man?
No.
This man coming on here talking about some dumb ass shit. Somebody hating on your event or some shit like that, man. They did shit.
No, I ain't say nothing about your hating. I said y'all don't come to support. I ain't say nothing about no hating. I said y'all don't come support this man race when he give him. Ain't no hating. That ain't what I said.
Hey, so you go to every event that's out there that's put on. That's what you do?
When Chris race, I show up at every Chris race he has. Yes, sir, I do.
You the man. Not all of us can do that. You the man.
Whatever, dog. Chris, get me off the line, because I know these
no,
niggas
no.
finna piss me the fuck off.
I'll let y'all later,
Chris.
Hey,
I'm gone.
Mike. Hey, this the thing, Chris. When you was having your events in Georgia, everybody poured out to support them. But, you know, some people can't travel over to Louisiana, you know, but it's more convenient over this way. I mean, you know, if you can't make it.
Whoa, wait, CC. No, I can't let you just go with that one now.
Okay. Well,
now, if you can't come, you just can't come. Don't say it was just more convenient. Because we drive 12, 14 hours to every event.
That's y'all. But some people can't do that. Some people like...
Well, I understand that.
We can't travel like that. I'm going to put it like that. I ain't going to leave Killzone either. For me.
I mean, I know it was a struggle for me to make it the past weekend, but I came because I obligated myself to come because of the trash I talked and the lock-in I made. But, you know, like Memphis race, I mean, it'll be hard for me to get up to Memphis because, man, I own my own business, man. I can't take off like that, man. Customers don't understand that.
But wait, she said, listen, I own my own business, too.
I understand that, but your business may be a little better than mine. My customers don't that. They don't understand that. When I say I got to take off, no, you don't need to take off. You need to be here to cut my hair. They don't understand.
But you only take off on Saturdays.
Man, look, in order to get to Memphis or North Carolina, I got to leave on Friday. Real talk, man. While y'all was up there snoring in the room, I was just coming in at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. We wasn't just snoring in the room because you got to realize it's 14 hours for us to even get there. So we was there. Well, you talking about you getting there on Friday that early in the morning? Hell, it takes us a day almost to get there.
Yeah, and I understand that. But yeah. How certain people gonna bash somebody for not coming to a race? Trust me.
It's not. The man wasn't bashing. The man wasn't bashing.
The man came over here cussing like
he was just saying, really,
now.
Man. You know, the man give a grudge talk where the nigga talks for folks, talk shit, mock races, do all that every Wednesday, and they don't support the race.
Yeah, but
That's all he was saying. He just had a little fuel up on his fire. He just lit the fuse, but, I mean, it could have been, you know.
That's why, Eugene, the point they was making on Facebook, I think all the promoters, which is like three main ones, need to get together and throw one big race in a neutral ground.
I put it like this. Everybody go where they want to go.
Yeah, they go exactly. Everybody go where they want.
They go where they want to go. If they want to come to Baton Rouge and State Capitol, they'll come.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I done traveled to Hattiesburg.
I can't travel back to back
like that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you want, right.
Virginia, I'd have been all of them.
You know, but
if you want to go, you go.
You get bad. I don't think we should get bad. I mean, I was just at the last race. I mean, I shouldn't get bashed because I don't come to State Capitol because I just left a race.
Ain't nobody bashing you, man. The man was just saying nobody support the man to come down to his race. That's all he was saying. He wasn't bashing you.
Wait, hold on. In general, he was bashing everybody that don't come. In general.
He was just really basically saying it was some foul-ass shit, man, because, you know, you get on this grudge line and talk and shit, but you don't never try to support the man on his race. He said,
Think about this, Cut. Think about this. Nothing coming out of our pocket to support this or help Chris with this. This is Chris' own personal money.
Right.
That support. So at least if it ain't but one race, we could all say, okay, well, we know Chris got us here on Wednesday. We can at least go to this race. Maybe this year. If we don't go to it next year, we can go to it this year. You know? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Well, see, now, I'm going to tell you this, Eugene. Now, y'all tell me if this makes sense. Since we around here locking up races, why don't we lock up where we going to go? Like just start next year. I lock up that I will attend Chris race on such and such date. I lock up with Chris that I will be there. You know, because, you know, once you do that, you got to come. You got to come.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean you lock up? What do you mean you lock up?
I'm telling Chris. I am going to.
I'm saying, what are you saying? What are you saying lock up like if you don't go, you owe him something?
Yeah, if I don't come because I'm making a promise to him, I'm
going to
be there.
Wait a minute, so we back to this paying you to come again?
No, that ain't got no, ain't no money coming out of Chris' pocket. Ain't no money coming out of Chris' pocket, but if I don't show up, Chris get paid.
He going to pay.
If I don't show up, I got to pay Chris. Chris don't owe me nothing.
I really want you to put that in on a race, man, like in a race.
No, that's not necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you want to call, I mean, that don't make sense to me.
Okay, well, it makes sense to me. That way.
Well, if you can pay, listen, if you can pay Chris to come to his race, then you can just come on your own. That's your gas money.
No, I'm not saying Chris ain't going to pay me nothing. Chris ain't obligate me nothing. But if I tell Chris I'm going to show up at your race on such and such date, if I don't come there, then I owe Chris that money. Yeah,
no,
just
put that in on a
lock-in
race or
something. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know, ain't nobody, if I ain't racing nobody in New Orleans, ain't nobody going to come. Billy Mays ain't going to lock up with me to come to New Orleans.
But you got plenty of races.
From,
you, listen, I'm,
them boys from
that boy from Texas already looking for you.
Man, yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say. You get anybody from Texas to lock up with me, I'll come to that race. I'll come. I'll make it a point. Now, that's what you do. If you get anybody from over there in that country town, country state, to lock up with me, I'll come.
They already gonna set up a race. I mean, if you want to really race them, and the only thing we'll do after this show, we'll get you on the phone and go on and get this. But will your bike be back?
Yeah. I mean, look, Chris, one thing about it, you ain't got – don't worry about what bike I bring. I'm going to bring a bike if they talking about locking in. Don't worry about what bike I bring. You know, we gonna bring a bike. Whether it's Caesar or Nino, we'll bring a bike. But what I'm saying is like y'all cannot bash anybody for not coming if the races are so close like that. You know, we just trying to attend races that we can afford to come to. I mean, don't
you
think we don't want to come.
He wasn't bashing you.
Man,
you
come on, man. Michael
that.
Came on here with all the cousins. If that wasn't bashing, I don't know what bashing is now.
The man just listen. He might have came out with it.
Change the subject because you want to say something. And Mike gonna come back. He gonna go off on you. So let it go.
I mean, you know, I'm telling y'all, man. We had a lot of money. I come to every race. But man, I just got off the road. I mean, I got this.
But you ain't the only person that done got off the road. Quit crying like you the only person that got off the road.
You know what? I'm speaking for myself, and that's the only person I can speak for is myself. I got to attend to my customers, my family, so no, I can't go back-to-back races.
Okay.
I can't go.
New subject.
But wait. Chris know when he was holding the races over in Twiggs, I came. It's no problem.
No problem.
And in Hattiesburg, I came. You know, so, I mean, he must be talking about somebody else because, I mean, I support. I try to support.
New sub.
I try to support. I mean, I did.
Kill on, where you at? Phone booth. Your money ran out.
I got a dollar more than you.
You got a whole jug of quarters. I know.
Let me
try
to get kids back on the phone, man. Hope trying to get kids back.
Yeah, get that quick
line.
Quick
kid.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
we got sound on the phone.
Hold on.
Goddamn queer.
Hey, Sean.
What's his name? Hey, Sean. That dude said you had on some base boots, some leather pants.
Man, come on, hold on, man. Why you have to jacket on, man?
No, that's why I want to know why you have the jacket on. If you just fell out, you'd mess your arms up.
Come on, man, you don't play no shit like that. You ain't never seen me no shit like that. You know I wear polo. Everywhere you see me, you gonna always see me with polo. Come on now.
Yeah, but I'm saying you say he was racing with some boots on without a jacket.
Yep.
Why you have the jacket
and
on?
And you know what? I should have took that boot and put it up in his ass. That's what I should have did with it.
Shy, don't do that now, Shy. Don't put the boot up there, man. Because you know you're 66 and your legs can't come down like they used to.
That's right.
It get caught.
So,
in that,
you know what? I'm just gonna go and put it up in there and just unhook it and let it stay in there.
You gotta come to Huntsville this weekend, man. If they wanna get the boot, tell them to come on to Huntsville. I'll be in Huntsville this weekend. In the Griffle.
In the Griffle, baby.
The small part.
Ooh, wee. Yeah, I'm gonna be in the small part. God damn, what are you doing? Feeding the kids?
He putting the earmuffs on their ears so you can't, they can't hear what you say about it.
Yeah. What the other kid she had over here on the ground? That little bitty one that was on the ground.
Now, how he gonna hold the whole show up?
Hey, you know what, Chris? Hang that trick up. Hang that trick up, Chris. How you gonna hold the show up? Come on, man.
Man, a trick, man. Who are you on to?
Kills on. Quiz on.
Mm-hmm.
Kills on the quiz on. Y'all sound kind of like Kills on the quiz on. That's close. Man, I'd have seen it all, Chris. You slipping, son. How you say you were? You got a goddamn zero get on him. You let a zero get on him and hold up the show.
Where's Ryan at? Where's Ryan at?
You let a zero get on him and hold the show up.
He's
a fire-ass boy who ain't going to say less race.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I got a question for Chris. Chris, are you holding any races next year over this way? Have you thought about holding any races?
I've been waiting to see what they I actually love to come do a race over there on East Coast, but I'm not gonna step on nobody's shoes and toes over there trying to
What about Twigs to see what Twigs is gonna do
for next year. Tried Braden, but no response from them, so I just stay over on this end here.
Okay. All right. Well, we welcome you over here. I mean, whenever you decide to do it, or if y'all come to an agreement, just let us know. We will support you. You already know.
Yeah, when Twigs reopen, I will. But I'm not gonna try to go nowhere. Do nothing over on that end. There's too many as it is now, so.
Right.
Chris, man, would you hang that man up, man? You see he ain't on the phone?
I don't know. That's
Chris.
Trying to call.
Chris.
Yeah.
Why don't you go down there in Union City and have a race?
Man, y'all trying to get me straightened down, too.
Let Custom Cut be your headliner.
That's Quizzar.
Who is that talking?
Hey, who phone?
Trying to dial somebody. That was somebody trying to dial somebody on the phone, I think. Let me go in and see. All right, it's gone.
Yeah.
Well, hell, I ain't know you can put the show on hold like that. Hell, next time I'm going to put it on hold.
He gone, Shine, so he must have heard your voice and left.
Don't y'all tell me nothing else that dude talk about. If you can't say it in nobody's face, hell, don't say it at all.
But, you know,
that man tell us shit that's true about you.
Okay, why you won't get on the phone then?
See, that man said he's busy with his family. What the fuck you think?
Okay. I'm going to say this true. Your ass you a coward. That's why your ass didn't race at the track.
Whatever you say, man.
Wow.
Yeah, you a coward. Now, I'm going to tell it in your face, you a coward, Kill Zone.
Yeah.
You don't want to do them eat chicken. You don't want to walk around with that ugly ass star hat on and eat chicken.
Motherfucker, you don't want to do them come to the track and play tunk?
I don't play cards. Hey, if you ever catch me playing cards, call the police or somebody is personating me.
Yeah.
Kids on, I swear you had a twin at the track, though.
Man, you mean two of them walking around there? You said, come on, man. Don't say that, man.
There's a dude look just like Kills on his truck. I even asked the dude with him and Kills on Ken.
What dude said, don't disgrace me like that. Dude said, man, come on, man. You see me, I got on Cougar, man. That dude got on Levi Wayne. Man, don't do me like that.
All right. So we don't have no upcoming races locked in, and I ain't just talking about no 16 race. I'm talking about an upcoming future. And yeah, I know talking about races or none in the making.
Nope.
I know.
That boy say Shine. That dude say Shine got a race over there at the back street.
With the four wheel.
Oh, the four wheel. The four wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta do it. I don't know about it. What he got? Hey, look at him.
Let me, I got a few minutes of here. I'm trying to check, so hold for 1 second, guys. Let me try to get him, these guys. And you.
He's on.
You ain't
going to raise nobody this year.
Well,
I guess you're going to set the tune all year. Or you waiting on me to come out
of here? I want to raise more than you.
You gonna wait on me to come out at you?
Yeah, you gonna be my friend. I'm gonna wait on you.
Okay. That's cool. Me and you gonna get down. You gonna finally build your nuts up and sit down beside me, huh?
Man, nobody gotta have no nuts to raise you, cause I already know you and Shine get together, goddamn. That bike ain't gonna do shit.
You and Shine? This is
Shine.
You and
Ryan. Y'all got so many goddamn names. Shawty, Shine, Ryan, and Bill.
That's right.
Other
you know all of them, too, don't you? You know all of them, don't you?
Shit, y'all be on here goddamn advertising every goddamn week.
No, I'm known anyway. You probably go next door. You ask your next door neighbor who I am. They're going to tell you.
Shit, man. Don't nobody know. The only people that know you are the people on this goddamn phone tonight.
Okay. All right. When you drive, they break down on one of them black two-lane roads. Knock on door and tell them you Shine. They're going to give you some help.
Yeah, shit.
They'll give you some help. Don't tell them you no kills on. Run your mother that way, man. Don't tell them you no kills on. Tell them you need some help. Hey, I need some help. My name is Kills On. They're going to run your ass away now.
I got roadside insurance.
Yeah, man, they don't give you no roadside on no 88.
I got roadside insurance.
You ain't got no roadside on no 88.
Man,
you got an 88, man. You down in Macon, man. You was on an 88 Chevrolet. Come on, man. I'm sorry that line.
Yeah, I got roadside insurance.
You gonna roll your ass right on the side of that road.
Yeah.
You got roadside. Oh, yeah. Skills on. I haven't seen you moved out of the garage yet.
Yeah.
I'm in the garage now.
I can hear
the echo. And you in the phone booth. Yeah. And why you, man, you got a long-ass line, man. Let those folks
in
there use the phone.
That's why you be sleeping on Tuesday.
You know that's on the phone booth in every last town you stay in.
What?
Are you holding the people every Wednesday? They have to put over that shit every Wednesday.
The light's on. That light down there is not on.
Q's gonna start that mouth up.
Nah, that's how they cut their TV on.
Oh, look. Nah, you know what that is. That's Q's on. Got them in his boyfriend's car. That boy said got that motorcycle parked beside that phone booth.
Kill zone.
Nah, that man ain't because he want to use that phone. Kill zone won't let the man use the phone, so he going to rear the motor up so he can't hear.
Hey, Sean, let me get a beer out that feeder rating they got.
I don't drink, dude.
Guys, we got another call here, 9316. Your line is open.
Please deposit 25 cents for the next. Hey, what's up, Chris? It's Morris. I just see your hand on this.
What's up, man?
Kills off. You better put a quarter for it. Cut your ass off.
Nigga, I ain't got no more change, nigga.
Yeah. All right, we're going to hear that operator going to come on.
What's up, people?
On
how y'all
ass.
Doing tonight?
Your ass going to get discontinued. Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it must be nice, man. I like when I call. I got a couple of my role models if you're on the phone and stuff. We got Shine, Michael Phillips. I mean, it's nice to call and get to hear their voice every grudge talk, man.
Man, Marshall, I know that dude.
Hold on,
12, Chris. He left one out. That Killzone on there, you don't recognize him.
Man, who the hell Killzone is? Who's that? Hey, Sean, but I heard he can watch a mean truck though, boy. Ooh.
Oh, anytime a man lay on the ground while it's wet, man, and watch up on the front of the bumper, that man know what he's doing.
Look,
Now, I want to know why can't the Grudge World get like a event going, like a circuit going, like, kind of like Pro Star and all the other circuits going that we can attend everybody's race, you know, and have classes. Why can't the Grudge World be like that where, you know, we can set it up. We can set it up like that.
Because they don't recognize the Grudge lights like they do those classes. See, they go those classes is where they gonna get their money from.
But Sean, why don't we organize a panel where we can start our own? We can start our own as the Grudge.
They're running out of time.
If everybody wasn't scared, everybody be good.
Yeah, but I'm just saying class kind of like Outlaw, kind of like Outlaw and Simja, Sean. You remember that, you know.
But then, like you said, you gotta have a certain amount of people that's gonna get in there. A lot of folks they don't want to get in there. No, I ain't fast enough. I can't beat him. They ain't gonna want to get in it.
Right.
I'm trying to raise him. No, then you got kills on. I gotta wait 3 weeks before I get in. All that there.
But see,
thank you for mentioning my name, son.
No, I'm saying, fella, I'm trying to come to an agreement on this. Then we won't have no problems with anybody attending. If you don't attend, you just don't attend. You know, but you know, they
if somebody wants, up, wants to go and get something off. Like that together, I'm with it. I mean, I can cover the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, we need to form a panel just like they got at any of these other races. You know, these circuits
Over the winter time, when racing season over with this year, maybe it's something that
because it's too late to start now, all grudge class. But see, you got to make it an all grudge class for it to fit in with these other classes, the deep sanctions we have.
Right.
Because see, you want to give your grudge class where all these sanctioned races be going at, to where you know you have a lot of spectators. That's what
right,
you
right.
money.
Okay.
They don't want to stay, but they don't want to see the grudge like it used to be.
Right. So we can have State Capitol, Rockingham, and Bad Austin, and maybe Memphis.
Come up Midwest.
Even Memphis. You know, whenever the race, Indy, Maryland, a lot of people might can't make way up there. But you got Bad Austin, you got Bradenton, you got Chris races over there in Texas, Louisiana. You can do it there. You know, you got a race like that. Have all that that makes sure you got that first class in there.
I mean, it don't take, but
entry fee may be $500.
Exactly. And see, even if ain't nobody ever, can't everybody show up, the show's still going to go on.
Somebody's going to grudge something at it.
Judging
by the internet, the people giving the races are grudging against each other. The bikes don't even have to do it no more.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to come up with a way that we can all, you know, just work together.
What you're trying to do, Custom Cut, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to put something together where the bikes got the race.
Right.
It's like going to an NHRA race. You know, if you qualify, you got the race.
You
got the race. Ain't no unless you don't decide to go out there, but you got the race. They're like all the classes. You got the race. If you qualify, you got the race. But in the Grudge World, ain't no qualifying.
Okay, now Sean, let me ask you a question. Now, you remember in Simser, the Outlaw Pro Street, just pay enough where them guys don't mind showing their time.
Exactly.
Fair enough. They don't mind showing their time. I mean, I want to get back
to
someday.
You paying $10,000 to win. You paying $10,000 to win. Man, ain't nobody killing about no time, $10,000, because you ain't going to get no $10,000 race.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, but how many people going to go more than one or two rounds, though?
Hey,
but,
if you qualify.
You know, hey, anything can happen in drag racing.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But like I mentioned last week, you know, you might get one race popped off here lately with the bigger bike. So how will the bigger bike put two or not three passes together?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I want to take y'all back to those.
You're a good example. So go ahead and take the floor.
Okay. And I want to take y'all back to them Joe Long days and DTM days. You know, they had three or four motors in the trailer. If you qualify good the first round, you can sit out the next two.
Yep. You ain't got to race no more passes.
You ain't got to race no more. So if you lay down a good number, that's straight. But, you know, I feel like that's the only way we're going to get everybody to attend every race.
Get back in there.
Every track like that.
Get back
in there. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, you know, I want this thing to happen because I enjoy racing. But I don't care nothing about no number, man. Let's just race
for
the
money. But you know what, Custom Cut? I'm going to tell you what's going to have to happen, Custom Cut. This is what's going to have to happen. They can have unlimited cc's, cubic inches, as long as it's nice as bike. You're going to have to limit the wheelbase, man, because you got to make it some kind of way where the 1,000 stuff got to change. You got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, 1,000 don't want to race up against no booster, no way. So you got to do something. You got to give up something.
And then you got some turbo grudge bikes coming out, too.
Yeah, but you can also have, say, the booster in 14 and a 1,000 cc have their own class.
Yeah, but y'all got
enough 1,000s gonna run in their own class, though.
Hey, y'all got to understand. When Simdra was out, the only limitation they had was 74 inches. Run what you
run. Right.
They had GSXR.
I was just gonna say that. No longer than 74 inches. No longer than 74 inches. There you go.
Yeah. And I remember George used to have a rod at 74 inches on wheelbase. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And you know, run what you run. GSXR,
right.
You know, Joe Long, we run them GSXRs, and they had the GS. Wasn't nobody scared of nobody.
Yep.
You know,
that's all I'm saying,
fellas. I mean,
oh, man, you got 80 or something inches now, man.
Yeah, why we can't get an organization, a grudge organization, where we can attend every track because we know we're going to get paid if we win.
Yep.
That's going to
get old real fast, man.
It's gonna get over. Okay, well, I'm.
I mean, this is something like I said at the end of the year, man. When the racing season starts winding down, we can, you know, talk about that more.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris,
okay, well, I mean, that's cool. I mean, y'all can see.
It's something because, man, the grudge really and truly, it ain't no grudge. If you really just think about it, man, it ain't no grudge, man. Really, man, we used to grudge so much, man. I'm talking about we used to go, man. People used to come to the racetrack. They didn't care about the pro stocks and Super Comp and all that. Man, they came for the whole weekend to see the graces, the grudges. All they came to see was the grudges. And I mean, it was more people staying there at night than it was during the daytime at the track.
And it's free racing after the track closed, man. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't understand why all these people are scared of a time. You know, I don't care if I show my time because either you're going to run me or you ain't going to run me. It's some people out there passing to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's
some people out there faster than me. It's some people out there slower than me. Either you're going to run me or you ain't.
That's
you know, so put it on the board.
We have to
tell you,
fast the motorcycle always won. Fast bike don't always win.
Man, I'm going to tell you, Shiny, you remember this. Joe Long used to lay down a pass, but guess what? He always had a man to race. He always had a man to race. So ain't nobody scared of him. Wasn't nobody scared of him.
Yep.
Well, we want to get you some more grudge,
like I said,
before
you
light the board up, though.
We want to come up with something. We want to continue the grudge. We're going to have to come up with something. Because it ain't but a handful of bikes that's going to race.
I'm telling you, the street top bikes is what's taking over, man. Grudge.
Yeah, then next year, it'll be the turbo bike. Then the year after that, it'll be the moped. You know, that's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yep.
I mean, man, you got to realize, guys racing at our caliber is few. It's few. The economy don't fail out.
You ain't got but a handful of them.
Yeah.
You got a handful of guys that's going to actually race.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, man, up in Rockingham, it was so many big bikes, all that big caliber bikes. But, man, well, if it wasn't for the problems, it would have been a lot of races. But we had a bunch of problems.
Everybody had problems.
Shut your butt right.
Yeah. Hey, custom cut. A lot of them get scared away behind the pots, man. Sometimes a lot of them can't afford the pots everybody putting up. Like y'all just said, the entry fee is $500. It's a lot
right.
of people are running for $500 as an entry fee. But you don't only get a grudge race off of these big bikes for $500.
Man,
so,
this is, I'm going to tell y'all something about it.
They're going to be in lockup. They're going to be in lockup.
Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. It'd be a lot of popping about money on this phone, but when you get in person, man, them guys will run for $500, $600. They may not like it, but at the end of the night, back against the wall, they'll run for that.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, they'll run for that.
And maybe like you said, maybe it's just on the phone right now. Everybody's saying, no, we wouldn't do this. But I know I've been told. Guy told me we wouldn't put a kickstand down for $500.
Yeah.
So,
it's a lot of that internet popping and phone popping, but back against the wall, the last call down the racetrack, you got 30 minutes. Guess what? They're going to run for $500, $600. Oh, yeah, they're going to do that.
You might, but I know a lot of people won't.
Well, you know, a lot of people are being at stay at home, but I know I will. You've been shaking down for free all day. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got a point there.
You know, a reason why a lot of people don't attend our events because we're not organized. We need to be organized with this thing, fellas. And I'm being real serious. You know, I joke a lot and I play a lot. We need to be organized. We need to become an organization and get this thing popping right. And we ain't got to worry about nobody showing up because the crowd's gonna make them show up.
Everything you're saying right now is good, but the only thing that might hurt you that part is the time showing. You can run this event without showing time. It can be done without showing time. It's a lot of them that ain't going to feel the same way.
A whole lot of that, man, look, that's why the cup race having quite a few people and all that. Because, man, 99% of the people come to the racetrack to see the numbers show up on the board when they go down from there.
Exactly.
That's true. They want to see that number show up on that board.
That's
now.
True.
Where is that thing on that? But when you don't show that number, they don't know what you're running. They don't know who did. You know, it's you know, even if they show the wrong number, they need to let something pop up down on the end of that board.
Exactly. And
you know,
one thing
come
I do.
To the track, lights come up down when you're running.
And one thing I do know, Spider-Man will lay down some major numbers, but he always have a man to race. Because ain't nobody scared of no number. Ain't nobody scared of no number.
Yep.
Ain't nobody scared of that. I'm telling you, man, I'm going to name a bike I generally. If Cold Commander laid down a Cold 99, I'm not going to be scared to race Cold Commander because I know in racing anything can happen. You don't really gamble
on that.
They
got to show that number, man. They got to show the numbers. And you know, like I said,
but
man.
You
beat
a dead horse on that, though.
And they can't go
Back
to 20. I'm talking about for the grudge guys showing the numbers and stuff on the board. You know they're not going to do that.
The only reason why a guy's scared to show the numbers because they can't afford to go no faster.
Yes,
that's the only reason.
The only reason why guys are scared
to show their number is because they can't afford to go faster.
Oh, wow.
That's the only reason. Y'all know that's the truth.
Don't comment on that,
G.
No, y'all know that's the truth. I'm speaking the truth now because if my money can allow me to go faster, I don't care what you saw I done yesterday because I'm going faster tomorrow.
Hey, I'm glad you hooked up with a new camp because that wasn't your song last year.
No, it was.
Your song didn't change, though. I'm just saying, everything didn't change. Everything you're saying now. You willing to show your number?
Custom cut.
Yeah.
Custom cut. Last year, man, on the grass talk radio, you said on numerous occasions, if you come to South Georgia Motorsport Park, the money is unlimited. But I want to know, for Dennis Racing and Valdosta a couple of weeks ago, when y'all ran Geronimo, 200 people to come up with $2,020. Why?
Okay, now let me answer that now. I'm going to tell you, the race that was supposed to go on, it didn't happen. If that race would have went on, it would have been endless. But we gave the crowd, that's another thing that I want to tell y'all. We gave the crowd a race. I wasn't going to race Geronimo, but once Billy Mays and them didn't show up, and I'm going to tell you,
It was endless amount of money they're willing to bet on me with that one in the break. But we gave the crowd something because I ain't want to see nobody disappointed. I ran Geronimo and them for whatever we could come up with, and that's what we came up with. Because half of the boys that were with Geronimo were going to bet with me with Billy Mays. And that's the truth. And that's the truth.
Right.
That's the truth. I guarantee you that pot, if Billy Mays would have gave me one to break, the pot would have been $100,000. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that.
Wow,
that
would have
been that. Yeah,
that
it would have
been epic.
Yeah, it would have been at least that.
With one in the break.
With one in the break.
One in the break? Yeah,
that's
what he told him he had. One in the break. He told him
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he gave me one in the break. He locked it in. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The whole all jokes aside, New Orleans bought at least 50,000. At least 50,000. And I lied to you now. They bought at least 50,000 to bet on me. To bet on me.
Yeah,
now, you put out 23 and times 5, you know. Because, I mean, we were just trying something with Geronimo. I wasn't really expected to win that race. I mean, Geronimo looked good the whole weekend, and, you know, I looked out.
Geronimo, you say he looked good all weekend?
Yeah, he looked good. He looked better than me. He looked better than me on Friday night. I didn't make a clean pass.
Oh, maybe Friday, because Saturday, the shakedown did not look good.
No, I'm saying versus my shakedowns, yeah, his shakedowns were way better than mine. Yeah, he made 8 shakedowns, and I only made 2 shakedowns on Saturday. And I'm going to tell you.
There you go.
Yeah,
no,
there you go. Got to add that in there.
Oh, am I lying?
When you start, hey, as soon as you think he's serious, because that's what we're going to have it.
No, I'm not lying, y'all. He made 7 shakedowns. I lied to you not, and Eugene can tell, you know, back me up on that. He made 7 shakedowns. And
what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, the Geronimo and Bad Officer, they made 7 shakedowns. I only made 2. And you know, in my 2 shakedowns, Geronimo looked better than me. But I still want to get a fan something to see. We came up with a nice pot, and we ran the race. I looked up and I beat him. I'm a lucky winner.
You said 8 at first.
You know, I just don't want nobody to knock my wins. You know, I beat a living legend. Now I take the crown.
You got one, man. Hey, I don't know. Shine, I don't think he can touch you, though, Shine.
Huh?
He took one legend down, he's so safe, so I don't think you can handle 2 of them in the same year.
Nah, be too rough on it.
Well, I'm just saying, Michael Phillips, good people. I talked to him in Rockingham, and those guys look real good up there, And all I can say is, man, that guy's a stand-up guy. He's a stand-up guy.
Oh, custom cut, man. We forgot to tell you. Chris bought a daggone buckle, man. A $500 buckle. Chris bought a buckle to put around on the belt. $500 buckle. Put a 6th, August the 16th. If you beat Mike, you get that buckle, man.
August the 16th. If I beat Mike.
Yeah.
First of all, you need to say if Mike beat me, I'm the champ. You talk to me like I'm a champ. You talk to me like I'm a champ. First of all, you change your tone, young man. You change your tone. I'm the champ. And as a matter of fact, you make an appointment to talk to me. Chris, you know, take his name and number. He's going to make an appointment to talk to me.
I only want to talk to you
no more. Chris, can you get him away from here, please? Security.
I've been trying to find a way to get you to Louisiana, bro.
Man, look.
I know 60 going to Louisiana on the 16th. We were just talking about trying to organize something. One of the races is going to be in Louisiana, and he already can't make this one.
Well, look, guys, come cut the red. If Alex, the only way, if he could get Alex, hold on, Marshall, if Alex over there in Texas would lock in a race
Alex,
with him, then he would
Alex
think
coming.
About coming over here. I know Alex is coming, but Cousin Cut won't tell which bike he would be on, so.
Wait, man, come on. You going to pick one bike? They got other bikes that's ready to lock in with you.
Man, look at
that
dinosaur. Let me tell you, on that dinosaur, y'all talking about the one Opie Taylor, the dude that look like Opie Taylor. Howdy Doody. The one that look Howdy Doody. Man, look at man. let me tell you something, Howdy Doody. You look, I don't rate dinosaurs no more. I don't rate dinosaurs no more. Man, step your game up. Step your game up. 1,000 to boot.
Chris.
I heard, yeah, your line is open.
Like Chris. You might want to be careful. You might want to be a little bit careful about your little event, and Roger might be calling you.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Couple of cuss you thought you was going to get out of it, but you knew I was going to call.
Well, you know
what? There it is. That meant Bud Light.
Yeah, you thought that I was going to get out of it, but you know damn well I was going to let y'all get back.
Y'all ain't going to suck me into that. I ain't.
You finna hang up now?
No, I'm not. Y'all been wanting me to
come in. Listen, he can't hang up because he's the only person on the flyers now.
Exactly. You the star.
And you know what? I love it. I get my own piece of paper by myself.
You the star of the show now, CC.
I mean, look, man, when you the champ, when you the people's champ, you can't expect nothing less.
And then guess what, CC?
Yeah.
Guess what? By you being the champion going over there, you getting paid to not to even waste nobody like you do anyway.
Hold on now, y'all.
You're going to go over there and race yourself. You're going to go over there and race yourself.
It won't be my problem. It won't be my problem.
I don't care.
To call that track owner all day today, calling word that man about trying to cancel the event. Now, you know that's sad.
That's sad.
They're just saying.
CC, I thought you want an organization with the grudge game.
No,
tell him
no,
this, but like, I'm gonna let you.
Right there.
No. First of all, y'all know. The only thing that I'm good at is being a hired gun. I'm a hired gun for that race. All I am is just.
CC, sometimes you gotta stand up for a right, though.
Yeah, you just.
See, they're gonna stand up for right.
Hey,
CC, you gotta stand up for right, dog.
Hey, look here.
He's not gonna stand up for right. That's called a
talk. So that means if somebody comes down to Union on September 6th, even though you know you don't have to race, all you have to do is show up. They might not even want to race you because we don't even know if it's really a real race or not a real race. Because we know on the front side exactly how it works. Now he can put on his post and say you can believe what people tell you. But ain't like we out looking here for information from Roger. This information comes to us. And
right. The
guy Boots Event and MAP event, you know, they just started the event. And as soon as he heard about it, he didn't call MAP, he called the track owner. This is two separate spaces. This is all the way in south, and Roger's all the way in north. He still got his local crowd.
Yeah.
Why would you worry about somebody else's event all the way in south, same like you did Brian Moss?
Yeah.
So
I mean,
there's not organization.
Y'all just don't bash me, because I'm going to tell y'all something. Everybody can't work in the strip club. I'm working in the hood. I mean, you know,
listen, all jokes aside.
My money ain't nowhere near long either. And the same scenario for a situation. When we went to Union, it was all about what was comfortable for us, because it was for our finances and it was easier for us to go to Union than for us to go all the way to Brian Moss. So that was a decision we came and made for that. But we came back in September 6th on the same situation. But it's the principle of the matter that I refuse to support Roger, and he's dirty. And now, if he was straight up, it wasn't dirty, it's all good. But during the process, he got dirty. He came greedy for money and hungry. And he not finna make no money off of me and being dirty. It's not like we profiting that much. We ain't hurting that bad. And if you're going to support the game, regardless of how much he's going to pay you, it shouldn't even matter. Because I know automatically you're going to spend, leave him where you at, half of what he's giving you on going gas.
Yeah, I understand y'all, man. But y'all don't put me in that bad guy state. I'm just neutral, you know. I'm just custom cuts, laying on the side. That's all, you know.
I guess if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, man, huh?
Y'all, exactly. Y'all, please don't bash me. My crop didn't come in this year, so I'm trying to get it how I can get it. So. my crop didn't do good, so don't bash me now.
Now we just bashing Roger. We just let you know you probably got I'll see you know, with him this time. But just take
well, at least one thing we find out.
The person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Somebody was trying to get in. Let me see you. Sorry about that.
See, at least we know we're not going to put you on the board. We definitely not going to put you on the board of the organization, that's for sure.
That's okay, because I don't think y'all want a knife.
It's dirty, it's underhanded, that's just how it works. But, you know, you still got to treat people right at the end of the day to some certain point.
I got a message. I'm not cutting you off. Let me see if I can get Bud Light in.
Now, let me see this.
Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Please let Roger answer that phone.
No, it's just Alex.
He drunk, man.
Alex drunk.
Yeah, he drunk, man. He gone, man. He already done texted me, told me he threw.
Okay.
All right. Well, I know he mad then.
Oh, yeah. I got a ear full. Fuck that goddamn show. That motherfucker ain't. He seen my goddamn number on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. He going to do it like he did last week.
This man needs all to right. Hear.
Oh. Tell me he need to wake up and call Evelyn.
Yeah. Tell him, get up, man. Put all them beer cans and shit in the garbage can. Put his shirt on and carry his ass to bed.
No, he got the bell on.
Tell him get all them beer cans off the floor and put it in the garbage can, man. Put his shirt on and get his ass to bed.
He got a 12-pack belt now.
Land in the bed with him.
Hey, CC, you can take that.
Yeah.
Hey, CC, you can take that money from Roger Gee. You can come on the Baton Rouge with it.
Yeah, I know, man. I ain't with all that bashing everybody, man. I'm just trying to play my role. That's all, man.
Hey, Eugene.
Huh?
You don't have to use that money, man. I got a 3-foot trailer. I'll come pick up his damn bike and bring it to Baton Rouge and bring it back for him. That's not bad. I want him down there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, y'all say all that, man. And y'all sit on this radio and talk. But when y'all see me in person, man, don't nobody come up talking about they want to run me. Everybody come out wanting to shake my hand. But you know what? I'm going to ban my handshake. I ain't shaking nobody else's hand at the track.
Hey, steal it, CC. Steal it. $5 for every handshake.
Yeah, man, I'm getting tired of people.
CC, you ain't going to shake my hand no more.
No, nah, man, you the main one. Who is you? Hey, Eugene? Eugene, the main one.
You
ain't going to shake my hand, CC.
Kills on walking up on me with white mouth, want food. Man, look, I'm tired of that. I ain't giving nobody no more. Yeah, go ahead.
CC, you ain't gonna shake my hand no more.
I mean, you know, for a mere couple of ducats, yeah, I will.
Oh, yeah, well, listen. Okay, since you ain't gonna shake, listen. Hey, CC.
He looked like
he
was drinking powdered
donuts.
Go ahead.
CC, you ain't gonna shake my hand no more. I thought me and you were friends.
Yeah, we friends, man, but you know y'all tried to commandeer my scooter down there.
What? You tried what?
Y'all tried to commandeer my scooter down there when I came to y'all camp.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out what's on that
white down here. I was trying to get you to get Mike's daughter some shirts.
Yeah, you did not.
He walked up looking like Jerome or something.
But Eugene, now I don't know if Mike over here, but I want to tell him this now. Michael Phillips got some real well mannered daughters. Now I got to give it to him. Now they real well mannered.
Kids almost drunk some goddamn Q16.
Now Kills on okay, but man, for this time.
Look, Shine,
all jokes aside, Kills on okay, but it looked like somebody opened a nitrous bottle up on his lip.
DC, you know you're wrong for that.
No. I started calling that joke a Jamie Foxx and Spider-Man. You don't look like Iceman.
I'm telling y'all, I know what happened. He had his motorcycle sitting there running, man. You know how you try to come in and make sure your motorcycle burning right. He had his face down there, by the tailpipe, man. What was there, little guy?
Well, y'all stupid.
Yeah, mouth full of cotton balls.
Well, I can imagine what he looked like with the white hair and his tall hat on.
I mean, he's scared me, man.
I don't think he raced because I think him and his, he had a little situation, a little argument he had in the staging lane, sort of killed his move.
Oh, damn,
the kids on. Oh, yep. Possum must have took his motorcycle back.
Damn it, boy. Don't say it in close.
Possum took his motorcycle back. Oh, okay.
I don't think Possum took his motor back. But I just think they had a little situation up there, so I think it sort of killed the mood. A little couple
That's
words him and somebody else.
Won't race no back. That's why he won't race no back. I know it was something he was kind of like trying to keep it a secret.
That's what he get for not paying his own bill, you know, for having three or four people in on his bill.
Yeah, you're right. Let me stop you right there, man. Let me tell you something. Don't nobody take my fucking bill. Anytime I come up that road,
Look here, Donut.
Hold up. What we trying to say, man, you know, you got to put something on the end of that phone, man, because you got all that white shit coming out your motherfucking mouth. You know, you got to go to the end of that phone up, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, man, I mean,
Well, I knew it was something. He said he didn't race, which he probably won't race no damn way.
Hey, look.
He said, yeah, something going on.
Look, Shine, please call him Powder. That's his name, for Powder Donut.
Powder Donut. God,
yeah, man. The man scared me, man.
Why you didn't give him some of that oil you had? Why you didn't give him some of that oil you had with that custard cut?
Hey, he just didn't know. I had
down that oil to
him. Hey, I was too scared of him. A straw hat, but why
he
just walking out
of that oil? He should let him put some of that zero weight oil on it.
No, man, but, you know, kills on good people, man. But, you know, man, say your problems for, you know, for a talk show, man. Say your problems for a talk show. I don't care what you arguing about that track. It sounds like an excuse to me.
He was arguing that long. He had his cousin his little wife.
You just heard Green. You just heard Miss Green say he was arguing in the staging lane.
That white lip got white.
I got a surprise, Mr. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
I don't know. Your phone breaking up. Somebody's phone breaking up.
Kill Zone
got him a phone. That phone book, man. Get your ass out of that phone book, Kill Zone. Lighting it down there.
Please. All right, guys. Hold on. We got another caller here, Shine. Hold on. We got 1870. Your line is open.
Yes, this is Willie Anderson from Title Max. If you, there's a gentleman by the name of Killzone, we need to get in touch with him and get the title to the bike that we own because he hasn't paid the loan on it. He was not allowed to race this past weekend. That was the altercation that we had in this track, Jose. If he's on the phone now, could you tell him to report to Title Max? Because we will find him.
You need to call Santo.
Ain't no need to report
the
title, man. Let me
give
you my address.
Get your title back with Title Max. We will find you, Killzone. We will find you. We want the ball back. You can have the most.
Ain't no need to report the title, man. Let me give you my address when you come get the title. I got the title right here.
We just want our bike back. That's all we want. If you set up our bike, everything will be okay.
Don't pay for it, man. Don't pay, Killzone.
that bike no more kills on no pay.
We hate to get the horses involved with this, but we need our bike. We have the title. We just need the bike. You can have the motor.
Hey, what's they
boy,
call
yeah.
the title back at Title Mac?
He ain't going to get the title or the bike if we find it.
I didn't know he had no title. I didn't even know he had no title to it.
He don't have the title. We have it.
Hey, that's going to be the next thing on the internet. They're going to have a $1,000 parting out.
He borrowed $700 to take his family out to eat. That boy put down.
I got $700.
He put that down on the paper.
Wait, hold on.
Put down his collateral. He put down his collateral. A bag of chicken wings and three coons.
Wait, he bought $700.
He bought $750. We have the proof here to take his family out to eat. He said give him 90 days and he will have the money back.
Wow.
We can't discriminate in loans over here. We can't discriminate in what we do loans
over. Wait, hold on. Mr. Title Man, that's what's killing grudge racing. That's what's killing grudge racing, the title pawn. That's what's killing grudge racing.
I mean, this gentleman is out here racing his bike and hasn't paid us our money. $750 for some processing fee. We'll waive the processing fee if he gives us that.
Hey, how much do you owe? $14,000?
Hey, Mr. Title Man.
$750 or $700?
It's $750.
He was going to use my title for title. What you mean you got
man.
The title?
Hey, where you located there so I can come pay you?
We just need the bike.
Well, where you want me to bring it to?
Hey,
any title max in Alabama you can bring it to.
Wait, hold on. He bought $750 but owe $10,000.
He owes $10,000. I mean, we're gonna put a boot on it.
Hey, that ain't bad interest for 90 days, huh?
That's a lot. Listen, people, the reason he was mad at the track because we was out there. We was going to hitch up to his bike and take it. And he knew he couldn't grudge with it. He knew he couldn't.
Wow.
In the paperwork that you signed, you said you was not going to spray that bike because it would explode, and you sprayed it. We have a gentleman in the grudge game that's hiding. He will hook to your bike. We're going to get
it.
Mr. Title Mac, if I locate this motorcycle, how much do I get?
Well, you'll get $750, sir.
$750. I can take my family out with that. You know,
yes.
Santos, if you live there, I got a job.
It's going to be at the trailer.
Wow.
I mean, the only thing we're going to do, we're going to take it out there to the nearest aluminum plant because the bike doesn't run any numbers. We really just want to junk it.
Wow.
Hey, they got a lot of room in the Chapalaya.
What a... That's right up Shine Alley right there, boy.
Yeah, I mean, we can take
it. Yes, sir.
We can take
this bike and melt it down.
We're going to melt it down.
I never been on Grudge Talk and heard a title pawn call Grudge Talk Radio. Wow, it's the first thing you ever heard.
Come here, title man. This man put a title on
my motorcycle. Now you see what I see.
The title bike at Title Man.
I mean, the little gentleman come up to the counter, couldn't even see over the counter. We had to get down to eye level so he could sign the papers. We had some little tables that he,
did
you
he
know,
have white
look?
Did he have white look?
Oh, yeah, they were very white, very white.
Wow, that's Killzone then.
Yeah, that was him. It looked like a baby baboon.
The
only way we can really tell it was Mr. We call him Zone up here where we're from. We call him Mr. Zone. His knuckles dragged the ground. They're white. That's how we knew it was him.
Yeah, like he's been playing some gravel all day.
We call him Willie B.
Did he have a banana air freshener in the car? Did he have a banana air freshener in the car? That's Killzone.
No, he did not have a banana. He had a whole bunch of bananas hanging from the rear mirror.
Wow.
God.
That's Killzone.
That's him. That's him.
Kill
him. Y'all got it.
We call him KZ.
Who he was. But when he
had
the powder on the lip,
that
gave it away.
We call him KZ where we from. KZ.
Man, if y'all come up missing tomorrow, don't blame nothing on Chris Talk. Yeah.
All
man,
I know is,
man, I'm sweating, man. I'm laughing a little. Man, my stomach been hurting, man. I've been laughing so hard, man.
And he got a big book of
I needed that one. I needed that one, man.
No,
give me credit for that.
What did I do?
Man, talking about the man had like some powder or cotton on his lips or something.
So I said somebody, somebody opened a nitrous bottle on his lip.
You know what I'm saying?
And froze the lip.
They killed him when his knuckles was grabbing the ground.
They was dragging the ground.
Wow.
Like a log chain.
That's him. That's the zone.
Yep, man.
Look at man. Let me tell y'all something, man. Goddamn you, man. I ain't got to race, man. You got to wait 3 more weeks, man.
We hate to call him out here on the social media network, but we need our bike back. We need the bike. I mean, it's about the principalities of a situation.
That's right. He signed the contract saying he's going to pay the piper 200%.
Oh, no. I mean, the way he did the contract, I mean, he's going to bring us 4 raccoons and a 2 sweet potato pies, and we're going to call it even.
Oh, shit.
And Mr. Zone, we will hook to your mobile home, and we will pull it. You have that on the deed as well.
Oh no!
Wow!
You can't take his office.
All I know, when you set your mobile home, we left the axles on it. So all I do is hook up to it. I have a very large strike, then I can hook to it, and I promise you, I will pull you down the road.
Okay, hold on. We got 2 more callers here, man. We got 0655. We got 9017. Your line is open.
Oh my goodness!
I hope it ain't another bill collector, man. We can't handle another one, Chris.
For
the next minute.
And 0655, your line is open.
CC.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody looking for some records?
All them HTP camp there, all them boys there from HTP camp, what happened to all of them? Why nobody want to race?
Yes,
man, I don't know. The only one that looked halfway decent was that M1 bike, but the rest of them kind of crapped on themselves.
Yes,
I mean, cocaine, now, out of that whole camp, cocaine looked the worst. Cocaine, now, y'all got to admit that cocaine looked the worst.
Man, he needed to put baking soda on that bike.
Yeah, I mean
cocaine
looked
that bad?
Yeah, cocaine looked horrible. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I saw
they couldn't get down the track no Saturday, huh?
No, they couldn't get down the track. So I'm talking about like even in their little private testing. I was at the track, you know. I was standing on my toolbox and I watched them. I was at the ticket booth. No, for real. I was at the entryway. I was buying a tonka toy.
Wait a minute. I thought cocaine was missing from Maryland.
No. Cocaine was out there. Cocaine was out there. It was hard.
I thought CJ's 14 left it so far. Miller, it couldn't make it to North Carolina.
Yep, they made it.
Hey, y'all want to bet? They was out there. They was out there.
It was
hard.
It's on video, too, so.
Yeah, and cocaine looked like crap. You know, everybody know how it looked. I ain't doubting that.
It was a pretty bike, though.
Crap. Say what now?
Bike is wet. Black is whack.
Yeah, I mean, you know. But, you know, I fellas, I want to tell you something. I never heard anybody get repoed on Grudge Talk Radio. That's the first.
Man.
I'm through with it.
Leave it up to Tia's on.
I
mean, we've been after the young, you know, the chimpanzee affair for a while.
We've been after him.
Man, is he still on there or he hung up? Is he still on?
He probably going to...
I'm going to tell y'all what he's doing right now, man.
I'm going to tell y'all what Kid's on doing right now. He's unhooking them pipes on that motorhome. He's unhooking them pipe calls. He's throwing them pipes and shit about the ground. He's unhooking them pipes and shit right now.
We will drag your septic tank with the mobile home Kid's on.
Hey, Sean, get out that man's garage.
Hey, he said he go. Well, he can't pull in the garage, but he can pull that motorhome you in.
I'll pull the garage in the motorhome.
Wow,
I have a 260-horse tractor with duals on the front and rear, and we were bragging.
Tell him what he want on. Tell him to come get it.
He's going to get it. Mr. Monkey, look out your window. You're moving now.
It don't even matter. Come get it then.
You're breaking up.
Put it on your phone. Get that phone booth.
They probably man,
we
had
come,
pocket,
we come to his house to clip the wire.
The next
and Mr.
Hey, man, ain't no need of y'all got there talking about come get it. I want y'all to come get it. Don't talk about it. Come on, get it.
We don't care
about
hurt
somebody. Boy. I won't care about hurt somebody up.
We want to do this in the best humane way possible.
Man,
we don't want any trouble, Mr. Jones.
I want you to motherfucking come get it when you think I'm sleep.
I know you don't sleep because your lips are white.
If you need
some money, Mr. Zone, you should have paid your bills on time. I mean, you had the little chubby white guy coming up.
Now there's
a little guy come in. They call him Coon Possum, or I mean, he's staying good for you, Mr. Killzone.
I mean, he's a very nice guy, but
all I know, they came to the Title Mike's place with his title and a load of watermelons and wanted to barter with us. They said, could we loan them $750 on the title and the load of watermelons? And we've done it. All I want is my money back.
You want me to meet you at? I can bring it to you tonight.
Your word is no good, brother.
If my word ain't no good, how in the fuck you gonna get your money?
That's why we pull in the bike. We're
coming to get the bike then.
I mean, your bike is like your name. It means nothing.
Anybody that's paid us, all I know, we look on the internet and we've seen
your bike with a happy face and a sad face.
You
look like it's drawn on by some 2-year-old.
You still talking, so what's the hold up?
Bring
the bike.
Hey, it's against the law to threaten a title pawn.
Hey,
it's against the law.
John Paul.
Hey,
John
Mr. Title Man.
John Paul, you better not go to that race or kill them or fuck your ass up. Why would I tell you?
I noticed one thing, though. When Kill's on piss, he don't cuss no more.
Yep, you're right.
You don't pay attention to that. He don't cuss at all when he pees to piss.
Can I get the shot?
Killzone was missing for a while because he tried to get in the church. But you're going to pay us, buddy. You're going to pay us. You can't hide behind the Bible.
So he tried to be a priest.
Can I try to get
in the church to keep from paying it. He came to our building and said he gave our money away on Sunday morning. He tithed it away. But we want our money, buddy.
Well, at least I put it to good use.
You didn't put it to good use.
Hey, he's blowing his sack. He's blowing his sack.
Killzone, what you did that man to be on you so hard, Killzone? What you did him, man?
He owed me.
He didn't pay me.
Oh, that's what you did.
I mean, we wasn't going to lend him the money because when he come in the shop, he would go, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I said, I don't understand that, Mr. Zone. I don't understand it.
Then why the hell you gave me the money?
I mean, he reminded me of when Mr. Ali was punching that monkey, the thriller in Manila, hitting a gorilla.
That means ooh, 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 ooh means $2,000. Ooh, 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 ooh means $4,000.
No. He did three ooh, ooh, and it was $750.
And then the gentleman, the possum man, he took Mr. Zone off the chain, and he proceeded to drag his knuckles up there and sign the paperwork.
That's Killzone.
Got a serious question for you right fast, man.
Serious question. What's up?
What you got lined up for your next race, man?
A banana split?
His next race
at Dairy Queen. A banana split.
Me and Custom Cuts got a bet, and I told him you will be racing before this year.
And
he betted against you.
If any race, he's going to be racing the title match.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
His bike's gonna be
represented.
See,
you got
lined up though, Killzone?
Hold on. Yeah, we got one second. We have another call. It's 7208, man. Your line is open.
Yeah, who's all going to the cup race?
Man, you know why I'm going to the cup race, man? The 16th.
Custom Cut.
CC, you going to be at the cup race?
Yeah, we'll be down there with Dalton Bike. Nino Brown Bike going to be down there. We'll all be down there. You know, it's right in our backyard.
He's making exhibition passes.
Oh, everybody knows.
That's CJ.
What's up, CJ?
Hey, no CJ. That's
CJ.
Yeah. No,
we're
not.
All right.
Who's the guy that asked why I was going to be at the cup race?
You at the cup race? CC.
No, I'll be down the cup race. So I was just trying to find out who was going.
Yeah, go ahead.
CC, you ain't shit for what you just did.
To who?
I want to see if it's... anything's going on, would I bring a no-bar bike or just ride a big bike?
I mean, if you bring that with, you know, a bike without wheelie bars, you know, we're much obliged as long as you got the same size tire we got. That's the only stipulation we got. You don't care about no ride on that like that. As long as you ain't got no turbo and got no fat tire in the back, you straight.
Oh, you scared of a turbo?
Yeah, I'm scared of a turbo.
Nope, no turbo, 7-inch slick.
Yeah, I mean, just bring it, man. We're going to be down there. You know, that's in our backyard. We'll be down there Saturday night. We'll be down there. I mean, you know, I'm easy to find. Look for the orange and black suit. I'm easy to find.
Mr.
Cici
and Mr. Potomac.
Yeah.
Hey,
nobody else trying to do nothing down there? Just you guys going to be down there?
I mean, from the looks of it, man, ain't really nobody talking about going there, but you know, that's all motorcycles. You know it's going to be some grudging going on. I don't care if we have to run a drag bike. We're going to run somebody.
Yeah,
we ought
to make the track, you know, the track ought to be decent. The last couple of times I've been there, the track wasn't good, but hopefully they make the track decent for...
Spider, Larry and them, yeah, they're going to make it, yeah. With Spider-Man going to be down there, yeah. If Spider-Man can get down the track, the little people can.
Last time Spider-Man was there, he couldn't get down the track. That was the problem. The track wasn't good last time.
Let me tell you something. The man from overseas just beat us behind. The man from England beat
on the phone.
He beat us behind. He got beat. That's all.
He got the vocals to him.
Yeah, the man got beat. Spider-Man got drugged down in Valdosta. That's all.
Whoever we race down in Cecil again, and they complain about...
Yeah, but you got to understand something, Ian. You got to understand something. The man from overseas, Ian King, he's used to running on slick tracks because he runs over in Europe.
Wow.
So when he comes over here, if the track ain't good, that's going to be to his advantage because Spider-Man's
what
really used to running on good tracks.
Okay, what lane was he in?
It didn't matter. He's smoking a tire in both lanes.
Okay, that's his fault. Spider-Man get down there on Wednesday.
All the Pro Mod bikes were off a tenth because the track wasn't hooking.
Okay, so how y'all gonna let a man come way from overseas, England, and beat the hometown favorite?
Well, I mean, it don't matter because everybody's on the same racetrack. So,
okay, I mean, you know, excuses for people who need one. You know, that's an excuse. You know, the man lost. If Spider-Man would have won, then it would have been, you know, the guy needs to stay in England. But the man found
the title match.
Chris, is that guy still trying to repo Killzone? Killzone, get a man his bike.
I told him he was going to get it, because where the hell he waiting
for? I promise you, you'll never see Killzone in possession of that bike again.
I know you say you had a 7-inch slick on it. Does it have a name to it or something, or?
Yeah, everybody knows what the name of it is.
Okay.
Ask Sean or CC. They know what the name is.
What is the name?
Tell me.
Hey, Shine.
I don't know.
Hey. Shine.
Yeah.
That Billy.
Shine, what's the name of the bike?
Which one? How many? Which one? Which name?
Is that Billy?
Which one? We got so many.
It starts with an E.
Which one? Oh, Tell
me. Yep.
Elamine, baby.
I mean, one thing about
it's Elamine.
Hey, one thing about it is that, you know, we gonna be down there to race. I mean, you know, like I said, a name ain't gonna scare us. I mean, we gonna be down there. If this Billy, we gonna be down there, man. We can get a little something popping. It don't matter to me.
I'll be down there with the big bike. I just got to see if them guys want to bring Elamine down. That's all.
Okay. Well,
you still got that Captain America suit, man?
Big man,
you still want
Big Kim?
What's that?
What Big Kim is? Big Kim.
Oh, what about Big Kim?
When last time you talked to him?
Oh, Big
you know
Kim? I ain't talked to him in probably 15 years.
Exactly. So you're talking to an old school.
Mm-hmm. Why? Where's Big Kim at?
I just asked you. That's my motherfucker. You remember when me and you first run Memphis about 1987,
86? Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, shit. We was running hard back then.
Y'all ain't shit for that shit y'all just did. Y'all and your brother, y'all motherfucker got my stomach over here hurting and I'm peeing in my pants, y'all some dirty motherfuckers, y'all ain't nobody want to mess with them 1150s.
Couldn't get no damn race
with them bikes. We couldn't get any races with them bikes.
Wow.
We tried. You know who you're talking to now, don't you?
No.
Yeah. Mike,
you know who you're talking to? Yeah. So way back in the gap there.
I'm telling you, custom cut. You was just trying to climb out that crib.
I know y'all had on a custom cut, you were trying to climb out that crib and Killzone had on a big shitty pimple.
Oh.
Trying to get to the banana.
Some dirty riding motherfucker around here. John Paul, let you know you ain't shit for that.
What's up, Conrad?
Hey, if Shine 66, Billy must be 86, huh? If Shine 66, fuck.
Man, you know it. Man, we've been raising so long.
Oh, Lord.
That man said Shine 66
years old. For me.
Hey, ain't nobody got to worry about me. I'm an old crippled man.
Billy was raising before me.
What else?
Oh, shit. Let me scroll back through my messages. Let me scroll back through my messages. Let me see if I can find this.
There
we go. Here we go.
Why are you scrolling through that? I got another call here. Let me open up
the line.
I'm just now
starting to be able to catch my breath, man. That keep me too busy running and running. So now I get to sit down and maybe have a little bit of fun. That's why I'm not thinking about running that bike now.
Crazy.
Hey, Billy, you still got that damn Captain America suit? Billy, you still got that damn the shiny suit?
What's that?
Damn right.
You still got that Captain America suit?
Yeah, I mean, I tell. Damn right.
So that done got about 10 suits I can wear.
Man, you had a shiny suit on, man, with all the stars on it.
Didn't you see that new MPF suit that I just had made?
No. I thought you had that Captain America suit on.
I got my MPF suit on, you know. So when I race the world's quickest Hayabusa, I got some new leathers on.
Okay.
You know that motherfucker. You ain't shit for this shit.
Who? What did I do?
Y'all too slick riding motherfuckers on the slick, yeah.
So I have no affiliation with custom cuts.
They said
bikes and cars. I have no affiliation with them.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Yes. Title Max.
Yes, I have no affiliation
with
them.
Who am I speaking with?
You know who this is.
I don't speak my name. You just call
who?
Me Mr. Repo Man.
Mr. Title Max?
Yes, Mr. Max.
Hey, I wanna read y'all something and he'll know who I'm talking about when I read it. Okay, here we go. It's from my message.
Hey, hold on, CC. Hold on. Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
You can get a race with LME.
Uh-oh. That's why.
Hello.
Hey, I said that if them guys want to bring it down, I'm ready to have some fun.
There is no LME.
I'll be down there if they want
I'll be down there on the promenade.
If they want to bring the bike down, I'll be happy to run it.
LME is dead.
Hey, LME can be dead. You can think and say whatever you want.
Resurrection.
Bring it to the track.
Hey, hold on, fellas. I just wait and see what anybody does.
Resurrection.
When you want to do something with it, Bill?
He coming back. Talk to the owner.
But shit, what they waiting on?
That's what I'm trying to see now.
We're ready to race.
When you want to do something with it, Billy?
I said that I'll be down at the cup race if the owners want
to
bring it down.
Oh, we ain't coming. I don't think we ain't coming to the cup race and wait around all night to do a race.
Well, I'll be down there racing no matter what. When I go to track,
ask him
where
else you want.
Where else you'll do it beside the cup race?
Indy, August 9th.
That's a week before Chris race.
Man, I got a crazy schedule, you know. I mean, I spend more time overseas working on stuff than I am here, so I can't even hardly tell you. I know I'm going to cup race. That's why I said I'm going to cup race. You know, it ain't like I got time to go chasing after stuff. I say where I'm going to be at, and I'm ready to race, and that's what I do. You know, then you might miss that opportunity. You want to go, you be there. That's all there is to it. I say I'm going to be there, you know, I ain't chasing nothing.
We ain't chasing nothing either.
Well, then show up.
Shut up.
I said show up. Show up is what I said. That's all.
Hey, he must be. Hey, he making the wrong kind of fucking potato salad trying to tell somebody to shut up.
He said show up.
Show up.
Get the peanut butter, man.
Hey,
Billy, where's my damn potato salad?
Hey, Pee-wee, hold on. Hey, Billy, this is Mike. Won't you find out them boys gonna bring that bike, and we probably can do that with that race you're talking about. Pee-wee, I'm gonna let you handle it from there.
Hey, Mike. Hey,
don't you say a goddamn line to me. You shut the fuck up, you dirty rat.
No, Mike, I want to tell you something. Now, I want to read y'all something that Billy sent me. Billy, and I hope you don't mind me reading this. He said, I heard you beat Mike and BCM, laughing my butt off. That's one I would have loved to seen with your wind light. Come on. That's what he sent me. He said, I heard you beat Mike and BCM.
They'll follow in regards to Dan.
No, he said, laughing my butt off. That's one I would have loved to seen when your wind light came on. And I said,
you know what? I got to tell you something funny. You want to hear something funny? It took me about 5 minutes to figure out who Mike is.
Wow.
Okay. I got your ass.
I guess because I don't see him doing nothing nowhere. I can't really think about him doing nothing, you know?
Dang.
Isn't Geronimo, ain't that a DTM? Is Geronimo a DTM, Mike?
Man,
you see how we have sex with them DTM bikes? Shit, I done fucked that shit up with my damn Hayabusa. I qualified number one at the last race with a damn Hayabusa against them big ass GSs.
Wow.
Dan got like Dan got four bikes overseas, man. He didn't even in the front half of the track.
Hey, Billy,
got it on the 16th. Come on,
man,
we
just
had
sex with that stuff.
So.
Look, I'll be at the cup race. I ain't chasing shit. You want to show up at the cup race. My boys want to be down there. I'll be there. That's all. Ain't no big deal. But I ain't chasing nobody.
Wait, hold on.
I'll say I'm going to be at the racetrack.
You know, hey, that's all there is to it. Get your ass on down here. Get on down here on the 16. You got action.
Wait, hold on. Can I read the rest of the message?
Hey, CC. I just had a two-step going. Do you hear two-step going?
You got to race. Come on, guys.
I want to read the rest of the message. Here's the rest of the message. Here's Billy right here. He said,
Geronimo.
Get down here on the 16. You motherfucker, get down here on the 16. I got something for you.
Mike, can I read the rest of the message that he sent to me?
I just told him, get down here on the 16th. Billy, you got that.
You got a problem with letting go of that button and turning that throttle, too, man. That reaction time looks awful bad, man.
I got a problem with letting go of my foot. Mike,
don't worry about that, though.
Listen, Billy.
It wasn't nothing wrong.
I remember we showed up at a pro star race and Mike started crying about, man, it ain't fair, I'm bringing them bikes here and all that stuff because he was racing against nobody. When somebody showed up at a pro star race and he didn't even qualify, did not qualify because real bikes showed up.
Everybody taking note. This is the first time I heard Billy Vogt talk smack. Oh, shit.
Wow.
We ain't talking about no promo bikes.
I build my shit from start to finish. I build my stuff from start to finish. Can you do that?
Go straight to the
get your white ass down here on the 16. You got action. I want you to whoop me now.
Hey, Mike, tell Billy, bring his ass money and rock and let's get it on.
The 16th, I'm going to be in Germany, man.
Get the fuck on down here. Fuck all that old motherfucking
bag. I'm going to be at a luxury spa in Germany. Right after the Hockenheim race.
He's going to be at a potato salad.
Hey, my man from Greece got me paid up for 3 days in a luxury spa in Germany. They said everybody's
hey,
there done buck naked. Damn, get massages all
on.
Day long.
Hold on, Billy. Let me read the rest of my message, okay? He said I bet a whole lot of beer.
You can read what you want to read, Captain Cut.
No, Mike, let's go to the question.
Somebody wears the feelings on the sleeve, man, for everybody to see and hear.
Hold on, Mike. Let me
get
some distortion somewhere. Hold on, let me see.
Christian, I'm finna read my message.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, okay. Billy, some years ago, I thought you were trying to be mean, but you were right the whole time.
Now, let me finish reading my message. Billy
go ahead,
said,
read your message.
Billy
King
said,
C. Go ahead and finish reading your message, King.
Okay, Billy said, I bet a whole lot more faces than just Dan's face. He said, Richard told me how them boys kept cracking at him, how Mike was going to daylight you bad. He said, for all of my Dan stuff that he's seen and copied, I can't believe he still doesn't have a clue. Glad to hear you did your thing against Michael Phillips. You cut his nets off. Maybe I'll catch up with you when I'm ever in the country long enough. That's exactly what he said.
Is he got some potato salad to go along with that, sir? Is Billy got some potato salad to go along with that bustle, sir?
No, I'm just
reading. That's some good shit.
I'm just reading you what.
That's some good shit.
Hey,
has Michael ever won a win light up against me?
Billy, I want another bag of potato salad with that bacon in it.
I know I raced against him, but did he ever win? Did he ever light up a win light against me? That's what I want to know.
Man, you ain't never ran. How the fuck you gonna say some shit like that? Man, you run. Answer this. Hey, man, you run. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, man,
that's like a pants, nigga. Get your motherfucking tongue and speak, motherfucker. I'm talking to you. Where the fuck, man, you ever run before?
Hey, man. Some guys sound like my feelings are getting hurt, man. They got their emotions all over the sleeve and shit. Slobbered all over the place. They need to get a napkin and wipe that shit up.
Billy, hold on, Mike. Hold on, guys. Hold on, 1 second, Mike. Billy, where else are you going besides the but the ultra race? I mean, what?
Nowhere.
Do you have
over
nowhere?
No, I got to go over Germany and then I got to go back over Puerto Rico.
Hey,
okay.
Billy, I got a question.
The only races that I've been committed to here is the PDRA race. I'll be at PDRA this weekend. And then at the Man Cup. The Man Cup are the only ones that I'm committed to. And then I got some PDR races that I had to do with my Drag 965 guys from Kuwait.
Hey, Billy, I got a question for you. This old custom cuts. How did you like that perfect light up?
Hey,
man.
Hey, man. Custom cut.
Is this the guy tree?
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, this Keith. Yeah, Bill, if he want a race at the cup, I give him a race.
Uh oh.
Get them boys that locked in, I give him a race. I ain't scared of that motherfucker. Let's get to it.
Billy, you still on the phone?
Look, that's the only way we get paid. We only get paid when somebody's not scared to race us.
Hey, that's right.
we got a lot of people that are believers and non believers.
Well, hey, listen, all we got to do is we'll lock that money, and you get your bike there. We'll lock that money, and I come to the cup.
Yeah. Talk to Harvey, see what he says. He wants to get the bike down there. He wants to get the bike down there. I'll be there.
Hey,
I'll be there. The bike's ready. That's all I can tell you.
That's your bike.
That's all I can tell
you. You get your bike there. I got my bike. You get your bike there. Call your people. You built it. You get it there. We'll lock in, and we'll get it on.
I will be there with my big bike. I'll be there no matter what, my big bike. You got pro mod? You want to watch a pro mod against me while you're at it?
See, you're wasting your time. See.
Hey, don't Michael got a pro mod he can race? Tony got a pro comp? Come on, Tommy Bolton or somebody got a hot something out there he can race, right?
I got
but they can't.
He got the wrong
one. He brought it up, but he ain't coming.
I ain't trying to make some potato salad.
Wait, if y'all talking about racing, y'all need to go ahead and get this thing popping. I mean, Steve called Billy. I mean, if y'all can get the thing popping, man, I would love to see that race.
See, go ahead and get in that ass. Go ahead and get that ass. I'm going to finish all the diesel down there.
See, don't make me take off this weekend. I'm already getting ready to get me the excuse.
See, I will. Billy.
See,
all the diesel on me. All the diesel on me. So what are y'all do? Fuck that. Go get in these shit out there.
Billy, are you going to have the bike down there?
The only two that need to be talking is Seed and Billy. I mean, y'all need to go ahead and get the thing cracking.
Yeah, we don't care. Come on out, Seed and Billy. Don't nobody else say nothing. Get it on.
If he have his bike down there, I'll come down there. We'll lock in and we'll race.
Hey, damn. Like I said, I'll be there. Every time I said I'd be there, I've been there. There ain't never been a time that I said I was going to be there and was not there.
Lock up some.
You can't. Hold up, Mike. You came on here and you said you wanted to race with Elamine, so we offered you a race.
As long as Harvey and them want to bring it down, I'm not bringing the bike down. I'm showing up to race the bike. The big bike's going to be there. From there, I'm going to look at some property in Florida because I'm looking to buy another house.
Next conversation.
Here I come. Next conversation. You're like a white boy. Always blowing smoke. Can't catch a fucking chick.
I'm going back to
Hollywood. Hello. Hello, man. We got another caller here, man. We got another caller.
Everybody want to race here. You all from a race.
Yeah, 5813, your line is open.
Hey, CeCe, you clean up on
aisle 10.
Yeah,
if you guys take the peanut butter out your ear, then you heard everything I said. But apparently, somebody doesn't have good listening skills.
Well, it must be you.
You ain't going to goat me into something stupid. I mean, doggone, what do you think I am?
What's stupid? You act on race without me.
I only got one lost grudge racing, and I got hundreds of grudge racing, and I only lost one time. How many of y'all win and lost over the years?
Okay. Well, here comes number two. Let's lock it in.
Well, good. Maybe it will be number two. I don't really care. If you can get it.
Obviously, you care. You just said something about the shit.
Yeah. If you think that psyche works on other people, then
come on.
I said I'll be there.
Come on, Hayes.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk to the owner and see if they got if there's enough. I called and asked if anybody's going to be there. Now, after I asked that, then I said what bike I would be bringing if they agreed to bring. If you listen to everything I said. Now, I don't have them on the phone. I ain't talking to them right now. You know, if they got the time to bring this stuff down, everybody don't got time to run all over it. Some people work for a living, you know. You know, when it
everybody
can't just,
works. Everybody works.
Some people work for a living when it just can't get away. Okay.
You're Captain America, too. Where in the hell are you going to do that? Bump your gum.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I want to tell y'all something. Now, Billy. This one thing I got a problem with Billy tonight. Billy, I'm the only one that can pick at Michael Phillips, okay? Now, you leave him to me.
Leave him alone, man. Let Mike and Billy go ahead. You're the head
coach.
Oh, man.
KC, you
can do that. Got that chip on his back.
KC, you can do that. I keep a chip on my back. Knock it off, motherfucker. And watch what I do your white head. I'm going to choke the fuck out you when I see you, just like them boys did back in the day. Your brother's a COE. Y'all some
hey, man, why
I
got why I gotta be the bad guy tonight, man? Why I gotta be the bad guy?
Hey, y'all two dirty riding motherfuckers. I want you to know that.
DC,
I have no affiliation with Custom Cut.
Hey, do I get my status back? Am I the most hated now? Am I the most hated now?
Tell
Hey, Mike, listen. How a man gonna be able to talk? How a man gonna be able to talk? And he can't, he can't even qualify. He's talking about I ain't qualified to pull modified race. He came to an NHRA race and didn't qualify and was on his own bike that the next race the people qualified number 5. He couldn't even qualify number 16. So how you gonna be able to talk shit to me? You a dick turd.
Hey, Mike.
Yo.
Hey, remind them about the ass we're going to be cutting on the 16 again in case they forgot, man.
Huh?
Invite them on the 16 again in case they forgot. They ain't talking
you
about...
You remember what I told them, right? Get his ass on the 16. Whoever, Elamina, whoever, get their ass on the 16, they got action. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No.
Now, that's an invitation to
you,
Mr. Billy
Cole.
Hey, Cole,
get your ass
here
on the 16. I'm gonna show you how to do it down south.
Get
my backyard, white boy, white cracker.
Now, hey, Killzone,
if
you still got your bike, Killzone, you welcome too, man. If old boy ain't got it yet,
Killzone would not be grudging his bike. That is a problem.
Well, me and Killzone got a race locked in, and we spray for spray, so you in a bind.
Killzone cannot spray that bike. It's in the claws. He cannot spray that bike.
Oh, shit.
It's a good thing to put like last time he blew it up.
Y'all ain't got no bike to race.
And you don't either.
I'm still waiting on you to come get it.
So y'all willing to come to a cup race to race Elamine if they willing to lock it in?
Man, we ain't giving a damn about who we race. You ain't said anything about you misunderstood.
Did you say? Did
hey,
you
wait, hold on. Wait, hold on now. I was just trying to get it clear.
There you go.
Hold on, it's been clear.
It's been clear. The race was offered.
I'm just neutering this. I'm not the enemy.
Hey, well, CC, that right there, Eugene is a spokesman for the Down South boys.
Oh, okay.
You heard what you said, huh? Well, we ain't got to say nothing. We're going to let Eugene talk.
Billy, you still on the
phone?
We
offered the race. That was plain as hell. He asked for a race. We offered him a race.
Yeah, is Billy still on the phone? Billy, are you
there? Billy is gone. He gone.
Billy is overseas already.
Killzone,
man.
Don't let CC beat me out of my money, Killzone.
I ain't got nothing to do with what y'all got going on.
He don't have anything to do with it because he don't have any bike.
Killzone, hey, I bet it with you because I told him you are racing. You had a little issues. You're racing this year. CC bet it against me that you ain't going to race at all this year.
Yeah, he ain't raised yet.
No shit down the floor, though.
Well, goddamn, you got one time.
Wait, who did I beat? Since your memory is so good, who did I beat?
Man, ain't nobody saying
yeah,
that shit.
I want to know, can anybody answer that question? Who did I beat?
Just saying. You goddamn somebody. I ain't going to raise nobody. That shit old, then. Plus, you the blue
hey,
two times, two, three times. A legend that did.
That's
Billy Rose, how many NHRA trophies he got.
Man, Billy came on. Mike, now all jokes aside, man, Billy came on here, man. I ain't hear you say a word. All jokes aside, dog. I mean, really, Billy came
feel,
on here throwing
out. Like, you feel like the long range or not, CC?
No. That man was throwing out credentials way back in the day. In 1990.
Go ahead. I got Mike. Cue it up, because I ain't going to let Mike start no more tonight, man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so
good. CC, didn't you and Billy stay at it all last year, a year before?
You don't.
Yeah, nobody
right.
cut him off. But it's,
hey, but y'all friends,
but
y'all friends like hell now, though. Y'all friends like hell now.
No, hey, look, the only friend I got is Caesar. The only friend I got is Caesar and my brother.
Custom Cut, look, I just got a message here, man, to read out aloud. It says, somebody want to borrow that one spark plug that caused the other three to melt on that shakedown you made.
Yeah, okay. Hey, tell them,
tell them to come to my trailer and they can borrow the three that melted.
Now you see, last year they said we couldn't pay our bills. Killzone said that. Now who can't pay their bills? Mr. Tyler Max looking for your Killzone.
So one thing about us.
I got $5 on that white beater.
Who wanna buy you mold off his nose?
Hey, I take that white beater. $5 for that white beater.
Who wanna give me $10 for that mold on his face?
Wait, hold on.
Man, no, I don't talk. You don't fucking help me. Put your head in the ass up.
Hey, see, this is the thing right here. Chris, to the guy that's sending you messages, I want to send him back to him. Tell him, until he put some money in my motorcycle, he ain't got to worry about how many spark plugs I burn off, because he ain't replacing them. Now, make sure you tell him that now.
All right. Hey, CC, back to what we were talking about. Hey, did you and Billy even lock up yet? Yeah. Over the last 2 or 3 years, y'all was back before, y'all ever locked up?
Hey, man, Billy, I'm going to tell y'all this. Billy wanted to race me because I was with DTM. He don't want to race performance. He don't want to race.
So he only talks shit to you because of who you was with. That's the only thing, that's what you're saying?
And he had every right to.
Marshall, let me go back to do that. That all started when Cousin Cut was older than Twigs. It's a video that I filmed of Cousin Cut. And he went down the list calling out names. So it may have started way before then, but I think when he went out there and made that speech, I think that kind of added spark to the fuel. So,
well, you talking about
the
bold
fuel
killer?
To the fire.
That's the only way
you're going to
get a race if you say something. That's the only way you're going to get a race.
Hey, I'm like this right here, man. I throw my sister up, all right? It's the V. It was the V that year. This year was the M, and I got the M. And y'all know who the M stand for?
And then it's going to be the T, the next one, for Tyler Max. Heels on.
Y'all
hey,
know
man,
who the
you
M
still,
stand
you
for?
You still talking about that dumb ass shit, man. Folks out of here. Talk about something else, dude.
Man, hey, shut up a little bit.
That shit ain't funny no more.
Hey. It's funny
Hey, I'm just getting too deep locked in with Katrina for this weekend in Maryland.
What happened?
The money is locked in for in too deep with Katrina in Maryland.
Oh. You asking that question or are you telling
me? No, I'm telling y'all.
Oh.
Hey,
it was
interesting
going.
There you have it. Now you see what I see.
What you see?
Nobody saying nothing.
Damn.
Well, if I confirm that for you.
You going to confirm it for me?
Yeah, I confirm that for you.
Okay.
Just confirm.
Well, anybody got questions? Who
just said that? The money locked in went too deep in Katrina. Who said that, Marshall?
That's Bud Light.
It's Bud Light.
Oh.
Man,
ain't
I
nobody
like
that. I want to see him. Nobody else.
Hey.
With Custom Cuts, I know you can't come because Roger ain't paid you yet, so we know you ain't going.
And if he did pay, he ain't get but a portion.
Yeah, he gonna get the other half.
Yeah, we're getting 15 on 300.
You better make sure you stay at the gate with Roger. You better make sure you stay at the gate with Roger. That's the only way you'll get the other half.
What's that, Mark?
The possum not on tonight.
What is not on? Who?
The possum. Is he not on here tonight?
No.
He's not on. He's really concerned about the situation that happened this past weekend.
Hey, Miss Bud Light.
Yes.
How long did you stand in that rain with your hand on your hip waiting for your
what?
Money? How long did you stand in the rain with your hand on your hip waiting for your money for Roger? 2 hours.
2 hours.
Damn. Wow. The custom cut. Wow. Damn.
and all I got was $40 green dot.
Wow.
Hey, I didn't say that some cases is better than none, but that don't work in this case, huh?
So, CC, before you leave out on September 6th, go ahead and get your other half in advance, because you ain't going to get it if you don't get it.
Cousin Cut, I got another message for you, man. Somebody said they want that one spark plug. They said times are hard, so they want that one spark plug.
He must be gone.
He must be gone.
Hey, Shine still on the phone too? Shine gone? Where's Shine at 668? Chris, where's Shine at, man?
I don't know, Shine. Maybe gone to them.
He gone.
Man, that man said Shine had some leather pants on with some base boots with a helmet and a white beater trying to race a four wheeler.
He gone, man.
At 66
years old. He gone.
Who's
calling
Possum?
Hmm? Somebody was calling Possum. I've been listening
hey,
all
hey,
night.
Hey, it's me. That's me. Hey, did you see him?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I was seeing if you was on. Hey, you made any plans? You coming down for the 16th?
Say that again?
You coming down for the 16th for Chris race?
I'm not sure yet, buddy. That's a little ways away for right now.
Where you going?
In September, right?
Oh, is it kind of in your plans?
August.
Man, who in the store?
Hey, I don't know if you answered or not yet, Possum, because it started making noise. But you say you don't know if you might or you most likely you're not coming on the 16th.
All depends on what the guys are doing, man. I follow the crew, man.
Okay.
That don't mean no. That just means that it needs to be talked about.
Cool.
And Becky Buddy want to run Possum on the 16th.
Now who?
Possum. That Becky Buddy want to run you on the 16th.
The Becky Bike.
Yeah, he said he was looking for you on Facebook the other day talking about Possum may want to lock up with you for the 16th of State Capitol.
State Capitol, man. That's another. Man, I'm not trying to travel that far, guys. I'm just being
Why
real.
Why not?
Man, I spent lonely nights on the road and didn't get a raise. It's just, I'm tired.
Man,
my ass
the dude
will
lock up with you, though, man. The dude, the Becky Bike will lock up with you on the 16th, man.
Me? Race? Me, personally?
Your bike.
Hmm?
Your bike.
And what bike they got?
Your bike.
That pink bike.
Yeah, that pink bike. Yeah, you want to race you, too.
Somebody can turn the TV down at least.
Man, we got the backup alarm going on. They backing up here in the warehouse working or something. I can't hear shit.
Hey, wait.
I think that's a U-Haul truck.
The Possum man work at Walmart, man. He got to clean up our
floor. Oh, man. Hey, Possum. Not being funny, but who your crew you talking about? Like,
all of us.
You say you checking with your crew? That's what I'm asking. Like, who you talking about rolling? Like, who all of you?
Anybody
crew,
rolling
like,
with Pro Action wants to move, then that's where I go. I go wherever Pro Action Cycles go, and
that's
half.
That's what I'm talking about. Possum. That's what I'm talking about. Possum.
Yeah.
But Daniel Ray's next time. Straight off the trailer, we going to come and whoop your ass.
Damn it, Trace, don't get me fired up tonight, man, in the grudge talk now. I told you to come off the trailer. I told you to come off the damn trailer. You wouldn't go into 45 minutes of straight damn begging to get you to come off the trailer. I was going to go straight to your ass. I was going to go, and you know what you didn't want to do? You're scared. You were praying to God and you tried to get old down. And that's exactly what happened. But don't you worry, because if you show up in Maryland this weekend, I'm going to go straight to that ass.
That's all right. But when we see you, we're going to whoop your ass straight off the trailer. Just let you know.
That's good. Straight off the damn trailer. That's good. That's good. Straight off the trailer. Oh, we like that. I want to do that straight off the trailer racing.
We're going to whoop your ass for a bit.
Hey,
we're
Eddie Kane
down the track.
That's good.
You what? I'm ready.
I'm just letting you know.
I know Spencer's over there dying on the floor laughing right now. I know Spencer's dying on the floor laughing.
I don't need no shakedown. I don't about you need to test your body.
I don't need no shakedown. I don't need no shakedown. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm just telling you, man.
She's going to be a state capital also.
Spence, I'm going to take his bottle of water, too.
We take him to state capital. If he comes to the capital, we can make it.
There it is.
I couldn't even hear. I couldn't even hear that last sentence, though.
Tell him what you said, Ms. Bud Light.
I said, we plan on coming to state capital. Tell Possum to come in so we can whoop his ass.
Triple 5.5 hours south of me. I'll show up your back door. What you want to do?
Leave them 2 days early. They get enough time to get there. Quit making it. Somebody.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. A woman handling
hey,
these problems.
Hey,
I know, right? Spence was down there in the stage lady heating that bottle up, and she was there still defending his ass. I said, let me get a hold of Spence. I reached over and started yelling at Spence, and I looked over the damn tail section, and Bud Light Live and Spence got deeper and deeper underneath that bitch.
Don't worry about it.
I couldn't even find his ass.
Awesome. You remember last time you helped us push that bitch to the line, we whooped your ass.
I pushed it to the line. Y'all, I pushed it to the line. I offered nitrous at the line. I did everything I could. I got my ass whooped. Don't you worry. Y'all just have to whoop my ass year-round. Whoop my ass year-round. You got a race every time I see you.
Hello. Hello, is Possum on there?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Lock him up, Miss Bud Light Live, for over 16.
He driving the truck out of town.
Is Possum on here?
Oh, hell nah.
Hello, is Possum on here? Hey, Possum.
Possum ran away.
Hey, yeah, Possum here. Hey, where's the cane there with that bomb?
I don't stick for that man. That man stay working, so. Yo, you asked for it. You might get it. Be careful, man.
All right, guys. We got 4 more minutes left, man.
Hey, CC, you got that oil driver?
CC, go.
What?
CC, you got that oil driver?
Wow. Wow.
That's my favorite. It's quick, CC.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Killzone.
Wow.
Killzone.
Goddamn.
Yo, well, I seen Killzone Twin Saturday. Oh, my God. That dude look just like Killzone.
And the second person said that. John Paul, you make sure you pick Killzone up on the 16th and take him to State Capitol with you.
They get him down to Louisiana. Might take his ass fishing.
Oh, one thing about it, I ain't never got to worry about nobody got down doing nothing to me. That's why I love being by myself.
Do what?
That's why I love being by myself.
Hey, anybody know that dude with Tonka Toy? Tell him we got a hand clutch bite and I want to whoop his ass.
Talk to him. Talk about Rodney Rich.
A pressure bacon cheese.
What Dusty? Is Dusty on him?
Yeah, that's him.
What Dusty?
That little Dusty is just talking, man.
Dusty?
I didn't think it was.
I didn't think that was Dusty either. Dusty.
He ain't on here.
No, he's not on here tonight that I know of.
He was on here earlier, but I thought that I heard that.
Kills off.
Yo.
Did you ride all the way to Rockingham by yourself, man?
Yeah.
Man, you gotta stop traveling like that by yourself, man. Something happened, you need some help.
Ain't nothing gonna happen to that dude.
I love him by myself.
Trust me, y'all don't wanna ride with him.
Hey, the Possum on here?
No.
Hey,
he ran away again.
I'm out there at Becky camp, man. What you want to lock up?
Do what now?
I'm out there at Becky camp.
want to lock up on the 16th.
Becky camp.
Yeah, that Becky bike. We trying to get at you, man.
That's that pink bike, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that bike with that strut on it.
Yes, sir. Well, I got 5-on-2.
And y'all want to walk? Y'all want to race me on my bike?
No, I'll race your bike. Put your ride on your bike, man.
Oh, so you want to race my booster?
Yes, sir.
Where is this at?
We gonna be at Steakhouse on the 16th, man.
Man, I'm not traveling all the way to Louisiana. I don't care if y'all give me the fight. I don't care if y'all give me the back tire and a break.
Hey, wait. Now, Sam, you say you're tired of traveling and don't get no races. Now,
man, I'm burnt out, period. I said it. I'm burnt out.
Oh,
I'll go about no farther than 8 hours. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. Burnt chicken. Spence burnt my chicken. I'm burnt. Done.
Man, really? Them can't. Why were we down there last year, man? Why you can't ride, man?
Huh?
I think you scared, man.
I am. I'm scared to leave my property. I'm scared of wasting that money again.
Yeah,
my guys, with it, y'all get the back tire and a break, and I ain't leaving my state. Not no time soon. Not my side of the world, not my state, excuse me. I'll travel to Valdosta, I'll go to Valdosta, I might go to Memphis, I'll go to Maryland, I'll swing around in circles in Carolina, that's about it.
So Valdosta is closer than Louisiana?
Oh, yes, sir. A lot closer. Yes, sir. I got burnt when I went to Texas and shook down for the night.
You talking about further now, you talking about Texas.
I went to Texas. That's what got me. I went to Texas, and I went to a test and tune session, basically. I ain't trying to knock the event. It just wasn't no fun for me that night.
No, it ain't my event. I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. It ain't my event. So, I mean, it's
I guarantee you come to Louisiana, you got action, man, on the 16th.
I believe you, man. I appreciate it. You're about about 2 years late.
Yeah,
I probably would have jumped all over there, and you wouldn't even have to have locked in.
We talked about that shit earlier, man. People don't want to travel, man.
I just think I'm burned out, man. I'm not saying it ain't got nothing to do with being scared or anything like that, guys. It's just me personally, I just need to take a break from the game for a little while because it's just a lot of work, man. You know, I pick and choose the events I go to right now. When I get a fire in my ass again, I might travel.
But you're not the only one. I mean, we all traveling, man. We all traveling. We coming out of Florida to go to Louisiana.
More power to you. 2-2. Beep, beep. Record 1-9. Keep it between the lines, baby. We'll be looking out for you, driver.
Hey, what about your other teammate, Killzone? Y'all allowing them to come down?
That man on the phone right now. Talk to him.
I'm just saying. That's a teammate, though. I figure y'all might be rolling together.
Man, I got to come to bed and go to Louisiana. No, thank you. Told you, I ain't driving. I can find somebody to ride with me. I don't like that haul.
You made all that money in Louisiana after Katrina, but you don't want to come spend all that money, right? That's not right, man. You're supposed to pass the buck.
Hey, man, somebody give him, let's see, we got two that ran over 2 minutes out of 10, dude, so make some last minute comments, man, before I have to sit the show down for the night. Anything else left?
The chapstick is 2-for-1 at a Kmart.
Okay. What's it they tell Randy the next time he want to run LME, make sure he want to run it.
Hey, now, see, tell him make me some damn potato salad. Tell Billy to make
man,
me some
potato salad. Man, I ain't talking about nothing. I can hate that man to death, but that man's fucking potato salad is the bomb. Oh, my God. I ain't lying, dude. We will fight over his potato salad. That shit is good. I don't even like potato salad. Motherfucker got bacon in it. It is good. Good and fattening for the fat man.
That shit was lumpy as a motherfucker, I bet, too.
All right, last words from the possum. Anybody going to Maryland this weekend, have a safe trip.
right. Fuck me, man. You. Come out, talk.
All right, guys. Fuck. Y'all have a nice one, man. I guess we'll check back in next Wednesday.
I swear. All
right.
See ya.